What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Thomas Mazzaway in the house, along with Mark, Brandon, and Zooves for the Wednesday show. And it looks like we got quite a bit to break down today, including breaking news. We have just found out that Righteous Rick has sent along the phone number for Aaron Carter.
Just happened, yeah.
Good job, Rick.
This is the weird thing. Righteous Rick is unavailable, but he wants us to call Aaron Carter.
Yeah, well, he knows he'll have time to respond, because we always allow Righteous Rick equal time. Well, maybe not in length. But
Facebook Live will be with Aaron Carter, and it'll be brought to you by Grogreen MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass their savings on to you, the grower. They're the only store in the state stocked with hundreds of Fluent Spiders and razors, as well as Science Raging Kush and Kales. Don't wait a month after you order from another store to get your new LEDs. Head to GrowGreen, where they have them in stock, all at the lowest prices in the country. Shop where the commercials grow or grow. GrowGreen on M36 in Whitmore Lake, or online at GrowGreenMI.com. Mention the podcast and get a free shirt with any light purchase. Do they have a betting line on Trump impeachment?
I'm sure there will be one soon.
I just wondered if my bookie participated in stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they do.
So what are the steps after she says we're going to impeach him? What's next?
Well, then they have to have a hearing in the Senate. I mean, they could impeach him.
Do we want to talk about this?
No. Well, Thomas.
I mean, I'd rather.
What's the runtime?
I'd rather talk about the actual topic.
How long does it take to impeach him?
I don't want to explain the impeachment process.
That's, I don't know. Go to Wikipedia.
There are podcasts that will do that for you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
That question.
Yeah, that would be a lot of work and pretty boring in my opinion.
I won't ask about the Electoral College then either.
But it probably an easier topic to explain by a mile.
All right. So there's several prop bets on MyBookie regarding Trump.
Are there?
I'm trying to find exactly which ones are which.
This is officially the MyBookie commercial, by the way.
Will Trump resign before the end of his first term is on there?
God, that's an easy win. He won't.
Okay.
What are the odds on that?
-9,000. Jeez.
Here's one regarding the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. Proof that Trump visited the parlor before his presidency.
Oh, well, that's another easy win.
And then they have the 2020 bid. You can
on the election. Oh, wow.
What are the odds on the election for 2020?
So Trump is +100. Bernie is +900. Kamala, 1600. Buttigieg.
Wait, who's the favorite?
Trump. He's
Trump
even money.
Trump is.
Oh, +100.
100 to 100. Yeah.
Well, see how much you can bet.
+4.
You can bet anything on mybookie.ag, especially using a promo code Drew, not to mention using a promo code to get the bonus if you want to double your first deposit on mybookie.com. Most people, of course, are betting on the NFL.
I was all over the under last night until the stinking skin scored that meaningless touchdown.
Oh, is that why you were pissed?
Yeah.
How much money you lose?
Not much, but just I hate losing.
Did you lose $500,000 like that one guy?
I did not.
Did you hear that story, Drew?
$500,000 on last night's game?
89-cent bet, 20-team parlay over college and NFL. Any of the Redskins needed a win outright.
Oh, boy.
He had no chance.
Well, I mean, who would have thought he would have been 19 of 19?
Oh, that's pretty damn good. Hopefully he won something.
Yeah, man's really...
I know he had the over on the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I was looking at his betting slip.
On Wisconsin alone.
Well, it was really in Maz's craw, that game last night. He did not reveal he had a bet, though. I just thought he was angry.
I was angry just at the product itself.
Sure, the bet had nothing to do with your anger.
I lost my first quarter bet yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I'm even on first quarters. Bears are up 7-0. Redskins getting a half a point.
Did they score strangely?
No.
Did their defense score?
They dominated the
Bears
whole game.
Defense score. Yeah. You see the Redskins have won once on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they were 2-16. Why am I?
I know.
Aren't they 1-16 at home?
Sure. Next.
Wouldn't that be considered kind of a sports only topic with little other relevance?
That's what we're talking about.
In terms of my bookie or
God takes write it down.
This is the my bookie spot.
You need to be writing that down, Maz.
I don't have anything to write with.
Okay. Mybookie.ag, promo code Drew, DREW. Double your deposit. And, Aaron Carter, Trump impeachment, And let's see. We're going to start today. How about just to change pace here? I read a lengthy thing on dreams today. Mm. Most common dreams.
I've been having some bad ones.
What are you, a woman?
No, I didn't read an article.
Reading an article.
I enjoyed reading it, actually. It was the thing that caught me was the headline was about the teeth falling out dream.
Oh, yeah. Was that suicide? Is that what that is? Or?
No, it's about, they believe it's related to being embarrassed about something.
Oh. I never dreamt that this could happen.
Or potentially being embarrassed about something. And then being late. People that dream that a lot are not living life to the fullest, or they're having a missed opportunity.
That's all I ever dream about. I'm late, but I thought that was just because I'm late in real life.
I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself.
They always end up saying that the dream could be about something in real life.
Of course.
That's very, no, which doesn't do you much good.
I rarely dream anymore. Like, I feel like I never have dreams, but the other day I woke up, we were running late, and Julie woke me up, and I just looked at her and went, I just had a dream you were riding a skateboard on a half pipe.
How do you explain a dream like that?
I have no idea why Julie was riding a half pipe.
Yeah, I remember.
She opened the garage door while she was doing it, so the half pipe was in my garage?
I don't know why I remember this dream, maybe because it was so spectacular, but I was at my house in Phoenix, and I dreamed that a plane, like, drove down the street to pick me up.
Cool!
Like a valet plane.
Nice.
And I was mad at myself when I woke up for buying into the dream. Because it was so stupid. Like, a plane is going to
Matt Lauer?
Why not? You don't know.
Lauer. What does Matt Lauer have to do with it? Oh.
He takes a chopper, though.
And the chopper, does the chopper pick him up at home? Did it?
I thought it picked him up on his roof.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Let's make that up.
Okay. And then there's the flying dream, which means you're doing well and progressing with ease through life.
How about drowning?
I never dream I'm flying.
No.
I never, ever, ever dream that. All my dreams are the shitty dreams.
No.
The most common dream is sex. Nice. Followed by falling, 45%. Dream about falling at some point. Being chased, 37%. Teeth falling out is number four. Ooh. Number four in the hit list.
You know what? The recurring dream that I always have is I'm in college and there's something due the next day. I have that all the time.
That's
and I'm never going to get done.
That represents a situation where you need to make a good first impression.
Oh, really?
Prepare for something of some kind.
I always had the...
Which is obvious.
I always have that dream, too, when doing the morning show, that everyone was late and no one was running the show. Like, I used to have that dream all the time.
Yeah, that's a... I think everybody in radio dreams about that.
Yeah.
There's
no backup plan.
People dream about being at work, which... They said means that you enjoy work, probably.
Oh.
Because you're dreaming about it. You're thinking about it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Being late.
I had a nightmare once. I was on a boat with Loretta Swit, and I couldn't get my pants off.
Number seven is about flying at 22%. Meeting a celebrity, number eight. I'm trying to think. I know I've had weird celebrity meeting dreams. They just don't come to mind.
Did you meet Beams in one of your dreams?
No, I've never met Beams in a dream. Being cheated on, 20%. Demons and monsters, 18%.
It's a terrible, terrible nightmare.
Falling in love.
I never dreamt that this could happen.
16%. Can't find a toilet, 15%. Dream that. I've never dreamt that.
I've never had that dream.
I haven't either. Missing a flight or a bus, 15%. 14% dream about dying. 14% also dream about being pregnant. Sex with a coworker.
Hey.
At 15%.
That doesn't count with sex. That's a separate.
Who
that's a
would
separate
want
dream?
To put their penis in a coworker?
It's more common. I mean, it's common in and of itself, I guess. Unprepared for test, 13. In and out of control of a car. I have dreamt that. I've absolutely dreamt that I couldn't turn the car. Maybe I'm actually dreaming of AIDS.
Scary.
In, out, three times.
That's 12%.
Wow.
So.
I thank God that the dream came true.
Oh, Mike.
The worst Hall of Fame speech. Was Hall of Fame? No, it was retirement.
Awesome.
I thank God that the dream came true.
Really, that was awesome.
Pussy.
This was awesome.
Some 18 years ago, I left Dayton, Ohio.
I love you, Schmitty.
With two very bad knees.
Can't hear you.
In a dream to become a Major League Baseball player.
Not you, sweetheart.
I thank God that the dream came true.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
I saw this guy cry one time.
Oh, I got a...
Classic.
I'm looking for this email today. This guy was so upset about the Greta Thunberg Thunberg topic yesterday.
About how we covered it or just in general?
I don't think he liked the coverage too much.
What? I was waiting for one of those.
How dare you?
Emails.
I believe there was only one. And, you know, actually, when I got off the air and started reading more about the topic,
yeah.
I thought, oh, shit, how many of these are we going to get? But fortunately, only one.
But I'm
We will never forgive you.
Oh, geez. I was so glad you pointed out yesterday that we don't necessarily disagree with her. It's just...
No.
Yelled at.
And you know what? Sometimes it freaks me out when I find out that I'm in agreement with someone that I didn't intend to be in agreement with.
How dare you?
Just because they're saying the same thing. Piers Morgan wrote something today where he said kind of the same thing, that the message was extremely unpleasantly delivered lectury, and you can't help but think, shouldn't this kid be enjoying being a 16-year-old?
I should be back in school.
She can't, though. We took her childhood from her.
But he
should be hanging out with 12-year-old boys.
He agrees with her basic message. Yeah. He thinks it's a little dramatic, but he basically is on her side. He just felt like this is really not how you get this done or even draw people to your side.
Wouldn't it be better if it was like a 16-year-old stoner dude who's just up there going, hey, man, you guys want to be underwater? Fine. That's what's going to happen.
Failing us.
Really relaxed yet cocky about it.
I'm not sure how you draw anyone to the other side when it's something political these days. I really don't. I don't know how you do it.
That's the thing. Should that really be political? I mean, people are going to believe.
They're
going to believe the science or they're not, Brandon.
She framed it in a political way, though, that you put making money ahead of our future on the planet.
True. Well,
she's listening to people.
She's talking to heads of state, so I guess so.
It's a very complicated issue, though, because, I mean, if you want to go all the way, there's a lot of things we could go without. You know, for example, cars and planes and things like that.
People are dying.
It'd be better for the environment.
Yeah.
You get Lily going on the environment, she will rip you. She will rip you.
Rip me for what?
You.
What did I do?
She is very pro.
She want to be Greta?
She's pro-Earth.
Everyone's pro-Earth.
Who is
she really? I mean, she feels terrible.
Who is anti-Earth?
I don't think people call themselves anti-Earth.
Well, I didn't say that.
I think they believe that certain things that pollute are of enough value to the greater whole that, we should put up with it. It's very complicated. When people are flying around in private jets, by the way, to go to environmental-type events, I mean, naturally... I laugh at them, not because I'm on one side or the other, but because it's so hypocritical. Why would you take a private jet somewhere where there's a discussion about the environment? It just seems like the optics would be so absolutely poor.
Yeah, but if you throw money at it, you're paying off the carbon footprint. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Elton John paid for it. So the pollution went away.
Yeah.
I want this said. I did not want her jailed for truancy. That was a joke. You get riffing.
Honestly, someone honestly took that as being serious.
I don't think so, but
come on.
It will now, though.
There's a lot of things said, but no, I don't really want her locked up, and I don't really want all the best attorneys to go after her in the lawsuit and make her pay the fees and become bankrupt. I don't really want those things to happen. I want her to go back to school.
But while we're at it, she might as well get out. And go back to where you came from. No, I'm just that's a joke too.
The guy that was on Fox News last night, is it Mark Knowles?
I don't know.
Who they were apologizing profusely for. He called her a mentally ill child.
Yeah.
Oh, because of her Asperger's.
And no, I think
really?
She was mentally ill because she's so hysterical about the issue. And I don't want to call someone mentally ill, but I mean something is unbalanced in that kid. She's too upset about this one thing. I mean, I know people want to root her on, but I mean, I would say I would have concern for her, definitely. I mean, within all the things in that topic, I'm not going to diagnose her as anything, but honestly, I wish she was to say her childhood was stolen from her and all this stuff.
It's
and
actually
she,
quite sad.
She can't be in school because she has to be yelling at the world leaders. That's terrible. I'm kind of angry at her parents. Her parents have put her in this position where she's getting completely,
Yeah, but George Soros will take care of those parents.
Well, that's right.
They'll be fine.
George Soros.
Has that come up yet?
Is she an Asperger's kid? Is she an Asperger's?
Yeah, she has Asperger's.
That's hard. Well, that's a little harder to direct those kids. They get locked in on something.
Well, then maybe.
Oh, that's interesting, Naz.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get locked in.
So, but that even makes it scarier.
Yeah.
It's almost like she can't help it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the blame was being placed at the feet of George Soros and Bill Gates are backing Greta Thunberg, allegedly. I hope Melinda doesn't find out about this.
Look, she'll get in on it. No question.
Because Melinda just forgave him for the dancing at the nightclub in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
He just got ungrounded for that. And that was like a year ago.
God, man.
Doctor, thinking about Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck. Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
Great argument, Alec.
Laura Ingram said, I can't wait for Stephen King's sequel, Children of the Climate, because I guess she was suggesting that
Children of the Corn.
Good one.
And people
good one.
She was trending on Twitter because people were so angry about that.
Including her brother, who and I believe is a homosexual. Is he? Isn't he gay?
I don't know.
Good one. I thought there's anything wrong with that.
And then the, let's see, people, okay, wait, I mean, I have to think about this. People on the right who were making fun of Greta Thunberg, and I think these people really don't like her message either. I assume they're on the right. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But they're not worried about the environment at all, I guess, and they don't. Okay. Maybe they're climate change deniers, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, they were bringing the Covington kids in. It was okay for you to yell at the Covington kids.
I know.
And then people...
See that all over the
some
place.
Some of the people on the left were actually re-justifying yelling at the Covington kids who were doing the tomahawk chop.
Oh, boy.
And were insulting a Native American and blah. I was like, oh, my God, this is really happening, isn't it?
There's also a big difference, too. Greta puts herself out there, Covington.
Yeah, the Covington kids were attacked by some marchers, the Israelites somethings or other. And Nathan Phillips drummed his way through it to save the day, which, and, you know, was drumming in this kid's face, and I don't know how that was supposed to help, but anyway. We can do a whole week of shows on that. I can't wait
I
to not
want
do that.
I don't to. Please, can we not?
Our friends and studio sponsors at Zotfor and Holly are at it again, bringing ridiculous deals to our fans. I'm excited to tell you that during Zotford's fall clearance event, they have four new trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. Yes, during the fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford Echo, Sport, Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. They're not watered-down rides. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for. See details and massive in there and their massive inventory at DealsInED.com. And then they've got the Drew and Mike Listener Dinner, October 11th. Three lucky couples get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with all of us at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. You just head to Zotfor, drop your name in the hat, and three lucky couples will be drawn at random. You don't have to buy a car. You don't have to lease a car. You just walk in and put your name in the hat.
You should.
But yeah, if you do buy or lease, or maybe just move it up a couple of weeks from when you were planning on it, you'll double your chance to win. So let the hottest staff in Oakland County know you're listeners. They can double your chance to win. And Dr. Yald has been with us for almost a couple of years now. We've come through for him. Our audience has, with nearly 100 people getting life-changing surgery, either the custom CATS LASIK or the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange. People 45 plus who can't stand their reading glasses. Eye surgery is generally well thought out. Decision-wise, it's important to go with the best and most experienced. And Dr. Yallo is number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK procedures and tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures too. Now, he doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. And there's a lot of noise, a lot of people that do or try to. But then you go find out what the real price is. If you shopped for LASIK, Dr. Yallo promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. So get the best, pay the least. Evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YalloEyeCenter.com.
Didn't know that, did you, babe? Isn't that wonderful?
And we're just minutes from... the whole financial hotline opening up.
I wanted to bring up one other thing about the Redskins-Bears, and it's not what you think. It's been a while since we've had some locker room penis show up on the internet.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And now there's another one. Who's the player?
Tariq Cohen. doing Instagram Live.
Once again, a la Antonio Brown, he's doing an Instagram Live from the locker room.
Why would anyone do Instagram Live from a locker room after
the win?
So you can celebrate. So you can celebrate with them. You can be part of the locker
room. Guys are always taking their clothes off in the locker room.
Yeah, you can be part of the game. You can be one of the guys. Take your clothes off, too, while watching it.
So his teammate,
you're in the locker room.
Kyle Long, which is what, Howie's son? And, yeah. He's got a big giant dong right in the background here.
Long dong.
Yes, sir!
Long.
Boy, what an annoying live video, too. There's Kyle in the back. There's Butt. There's Donger. he's standing profile, too.
Looks like he's lifting off the bag a little bit, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he knew he was going to be on Instagram Live.
What are the comments at this point?
That was it, so I don't know. I'm sure it's been deleted. I would think it's been deleted by now. You gotta believe that.
Oh, here's some chicks. I can watch that naked man in the back all day long.
That was locker room talk.
What other comments, Brandon?
This is just locker room talk between guys.
Was it cold in there? Yeah, right, Amanda.
Oh, shut up. How many dumb? You
just lifting off.
Yeah, here's Jess. Oh, I'm so disappointed. Sure, what? You're disappointed. That guy was hung.
Not only that, isn't he? He's probably like 6'4", so it's even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy. Oh, man, he's got shrinkage.
What?
I don't know.
Man, I thought that's
shrinkage. I am inadequate.
I don't think I looked as carefully as you guys, but it looked like something was going on there.
Let's see it again.
Yeah, let's pause it for you.
I'm just shocked by that.
He's in his jock strap when he starts the Instagram. Why did he think that was okay?
You know what, Drew? It is kind of lifting off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's lifting off. I think he's slightly hard.
We need a woman to analyze this.
I think we need a woman to analyze it. He's lifting off the bag. It is in a prone position.
What if he was just 100% fully erect in the video? That'd be so weird.
He looks like he's at least 3/8.
Yeah, I would go with
he's
that.
He's puffy. He's a bit puffy.
Maybe
almost 5/8. He might be 5/8 there. I don't know.
Kyle Long. I want to see how big he is anyways.
Oh, does he do nudes?
He's got to be a big... No, I meant... He's 6'6", 313.
Oh, my God.
He's a big motherfucker, man. So now his dong's... It's got to be better than... who's the Redskin with the little mushroom tip? Do you remember that?
Let me see that hot penis of yours.
Was it Chris Cooley? He put a picture of, studying the playbook, and you could just see this little mushroom tip. It was a total accident.
Oh, my God.
Was it Chris Cooley?
So funny.
And, of course,
why are people taking any chance on something like that?
I don't know. Why is he...
Ah, cool mushroom tip.
And then, don't forget, Evan Longoria's dong, which got us in a lot of trouble.
When did Longo show his dong?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but it got us in a lot of trouble.
Was it the All-Star game or something?
I have no, all I know is it was described in too much detail on WRAF by
let's
someone.
Let's see your penis.
Yeah, I think he, yeah.
He got back to Longo?
I think he sent it to somebody.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was erect.
And they made it national.
Yeah.
It was getting a lot of action.
That's not good.
I remember Mike Clark was very intrigued by its veininess, if I remember correctly.
He was overly descriptive.
And when you see those things in full transcript from a law firm.
I know.
Or from the FCC.
This in a conference
it's very strange.
How did that finish, by the way?
I don't know, because I think we were let go before that was settled in any way, shape, or form. I don't believe there was an official
fine. So one good thing came about it, right? One good thing.
Yeah, well, it didn't help our status any.
I believe that picture might have been shared with other people in the meeting while it was going on. Did you know that?
Yeah, yes.
Is this the one they're talking about?
Oh, boy.
Oh, here's the Chris Cooley picture. Do you want to see it?
That's not it, is
no,
it?
No, that's Longoria. Longoria. Where's the...
Wow.
Oh, wait.
No, that's like an Epstein penis. It gets skinnier as it goes out.
It's like a missile.
Ew. What, egg-shaped?
Looks like a rocket.
It looks like, it has a rocket effect.
Or a Coke bottle.
No, a Coke bottle,
I can understand why. Understand why Clark was obsessed with its veins. That's one prominent vein.
It does. It's got some work to do.
It's unusually like smooth.
Yeah, no, he shaves.
What's going on?
I think that thing gets a lot of lotion.
It's coolie, Mark.
It seems extra taut.
Let me see the mushroom head, Mark.
Did he put lotion on it?
Well, it's not.
Take a Viagra
it's
before he took
shining,
the picture.
Though. I'm so confused.
I think he took a Viagra at least an hour before that picture was taken. I want a forensic accountant.
Either that, or they just swept the Red Sox. One or the other.
He's also holding the very end of the base to make it appear as prominent as possible.
I know,
look at his finger there.
Yeah, he is. That's what's going on.
I don't think he meant to get his fingers in that picture, did he?
No, I think he did. Well, maybe not.
I mean, it's a total bust.
He's got a playboy. What's the story there? Who is he sending it to? Do we know who he was sending it to?
You don't have any pubic hair. Well, I don't know how normal that is.
He's totally shaved, too.
Maybe he was sending it to Prince Fielder's wife.
Oh. I've never liked him because of that. Because of that horror we went through.
Long ago.
It definitely colored my feelings about him as a player.
Yeah, the Chris Cooley picture, someone's got to find it because it seems like it's long gone.
You can't ever get that removed. I'm sure people send it to him 50 times a day and taunt him. Troll him.
Should. It's just this little mushroom.
How do you take a picture that you post and include your penis by accident?
Oh, boy.
Can Brandon bring it up?
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you, Brandon. Great. And I have to save this picture.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm requesting to look at it, but actually I'm avoiding walking around the room to look at a penis.
No. It'll be worth it. If I can connect to this network.
Okay, you know what I'll do? Because Aaron's coming right up, I will mention that our friends and original sponsors at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And that means that during Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like the 19 Jeep Compass Limited, at $166 a month. Or if you like the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zod have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. And
Brandon got it.
We would never get through a Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning Ram Trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Thanks for the tip.
Luke Nowacki, as you know, what he does is help you with your finances or maybe come up with a financial plan. That's what he really liked to do. Whether it's 401ks, retirement, insurance decisions, anything, or maybe investment options, and not crazy ones. I know a lot of people go in there very nervous. Yeah. But I'm just in a money market. I don't like taking... Well, you don't have to take terrible risks to stay with inflation or to stay ahead of inflation or to come up with a financial plan or a 529 for the kids. Maybe it's just $50 a month. I don't know. Ask Luke. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. And Security Investment Advisory Services author Rollins Associates, Incorporated, member of NRA SAPC. Rollins Associates Incorporated, separately owned, other entities, and/or marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Rollins Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki, L. Nowacki, at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. And the Hall Financial Hotline's got to fire up because we got to get Aaron Carter on the phone. I'm just not believing that Aaron Carter is going to answer this phone.
Are you ready for him?
Yeah, I'm ready if he does.
You don't want to see Chris Cooley first?
I do.
Yeah, I'll look at Chris
Cooley. Put that to bed.
Can we get
we can be done with
penis
it.
Penis to bed, please.
Pink mushroom.
Let's retire it. Do you see it?
No, where?
He's got it. He's nude. He's got his playbook on his lap.
Thanks for the tip.
It's just his little tiny mushroom popping out.
That's it?
Yeah.
What? He's on your. Oh, my God. Come on. That can't be an accident.
Shut up, baby dick.
He's trying to get somebody excited.
With that?
Why is his playbook in his lap when he's nude and he's taking a picture of it?
Skinny dingling?
Well, because he just, got out of the shower and he's studying. I mean, he's in his hotel room. He didn't want to get dressed.
What value did this picture have on social media? He put this out?
Yeah, he didn't realize his tiny little mushroom is point up.
Why soak did this, in salt why water this, and see if it plumps up.
Why did this have to go out then?
Oh, I didn't.
While he was nude.
What was he showing?
The playbook that he was studying.
I love looking at small penises.
Oh, silly. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial. They've got 800 five-star reviews, and they'd love to do a refi for you and save you money just like that for Tom Mazzaway.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it's your first home, your dream home, or maybe you just refinance and save money and interest rates. Been a lot of talk about interest rates and how long can they stay this low. Well, they're still in a great position for you to save money if you refinance with Hall Financial. That's Found Cash. Click Drew and Mike Show on go on our website and click their link. Fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you pronto. Or call 248-308-5000, or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. So many ways to reach Hall Financial and become their 801st five-star review. Actually, I'm sure they're over 801 by now. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
I suppose.
She's fine, she can't be mean.
Oh, this is I Want Candy by AC.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later.
What?
Bye.
We're right on time.
Text him, Brandon, and said, you know.
AC?
Yeah, and say, Rick set this up for us. I thought we were supposed to call right now. When would be a good time?
Does anyone call him AC?
Yeah, all his friends do. Rick does.
I predict that he's going to say, can you call back at like 8 o'clock tonight?
We're getting a phone call. I don't know. Different area code.
Like Dallas, Texas.
It's probably AC.
It was Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
It said Dallas, Texas on it.
Okay.
But remember, he was traveling, so you don't know. Maybe he's a professional and wants to do it from a landline.
So it could be Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
He's been doing in the business a long time, so
he knows. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
How many people are shocked that that fell through?
Shocked. Well, let's
see. Is this him?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. This is intense.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach Rick has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
What? Another non-setup voicemail?
Oh, man.
This is
I don't think Rick talked.
I'll text him.
Hilarious.
Do you think Rick talked to him, or is it some imposter?
It's somebody in our audience, I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I bet you got him.
I have to admit, Rick surprises me.
I had a long...
Sometimes, this is the guy who knows what the Ming Dynasty is.
He knows a lot, man.
I know he does. No, he does.
I had a long conversation with him today about it. He's a very interesting guy.
He's a lot book smarter than you would ever think.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have a sense of humor. He's got a very good sense of humor.
Oh, Rick's on Facebook Live now. Rick, he didn't answer. He just responded, I'm doing the best I can.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Are we live on Facebook?
I feel your pain, Rick.
Okay.
As a producer, you have to feel his pain.
Did everybody hear the calls?
Yep.
Oh, they did. Okay. I was just wondering what the comments were going to say. Do people believe that this was really Aaron Carter's phone number? Just asking.
I believe.
Let's do a Twitter poll. Was that Aaron Carter's phone number?
Let's just say, do you believe Righteous Rick is really talking to Aaron Carter as he believes he is? Yes or no?
What's your vote?
Drew thinks he got, what's the, catfished.
No. You know, it's a really interesting question. Does Rick really know what he sounds like? Did he watch The Doctor? He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He watched the first episode. Okay, yeah. I'll say yes.
I think he did. Because
really, I want to believe it.
I think he did.
But if it is a member of our audience, I will not be surprised. Because people can do goofy things with phone numbers. And
yeah, but I didn't have to know Rick's number, too.
You know, he's allegedly talked to a lot of people around the phone.
Oh, yeah,
so it's possible. Dan Ross is fake. Ben says, hell to the gnaw.
Oh, Rick. I mean, Rick's hurting, man.
Oh, Rick says absolutely.
Yeah. This is another side of Rick we rarely get to see.
Jeff says he has six phones like Zoovs. Zoovs has 10 phones, not six. Come on. Fuck no, says Nick. Devin says, tell him...
Sounds like AB's phone. Should we call Antonio Brown?
Sounds like AB's phone.
I just texted Aaron, so we'll see if he gets back to me.
Someone else thinks that he's BS and Rick.
Oh, my.
He's on AIDS.
He's on AIDS, according to Andrea. Now, that he said that.
Yeah.
I think we have audio.
Oh, man.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
That's Aaron talking about himself, actually.
I will make a crazy prediction. I think by the end of this, Rick and Aaron are going to be best of friends.
That would be really funny.
I'm not joking. I think they're going to bond. Question.
Maybe Rick will save him from himself.
Someone wants to know.
He will de-pants him at some point.
Barney makes a good point. Did Rick record the phone call?
Kevin.
Is the egg timer 4 minutes because Rick's height is 4 feet? Hey, come on.
Stop it.
He's at least 5 feet tall.
I don't want Rick to have to fight everybody in the fight Facebook
him,
Live comment.
Rick,
no,
go get him.
Don't.
Get him.
Mike wants the egg timer started now.
Sick him, Rick.
PJ says that Grow Green logo looks great.
It does.
I know, not to mention the brands that show up, PJ.
Rick.
I'm going to try him again here.
Okay.
He's not going to answer. Did he reply to your text?
The Dallas number or the original number?
Original.
Okay. New name, rim job, Rick. Ben.
Oh, you're asking
Ben is really piling into Rick.
And you're asking for de-pantsing.
I think Rick and Ben may have a troll off. Rick says he had a heart-to-heart with Aaron.
Smart guy, that Rick.
He did. Rick needs a new FaceTime Live egg timer. I have to say, the Facebook crowd is very engaged. Are they not, Zoobs?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
He might call.
Cindy, you're hurting Rick's number. Feelings. He's a person that feels that.
Just like Jackson.
Devin wants us to blow farts in the whole call.
What?
Good morning, Dimples. DePants, everyone. Okay. Should we... Rick, are you in contact with Aaron? Are you texting him?
He did. You know what? He reconfirmed. This is kind
you
of
unlike
Rick. He reconfirmed with him last night, texted me and said it was all set up. And
this is a producer's nightmare. You know that.
Oh, man. No, you know what?
Set up an interview and they screw you.
Tom, I learned early on to never worry about that.
Yeah.
Because you can't. I mean, it pisses you off, but it's just whatever.
It does suck.
I mean, if you have hosts that understand that, it's not your fault, right, Drew?
Exactly.
I don't know who you've worked for that wouldn't understand.
Oh, no,
maybe it's still on JR in the middle of the day.
What do you mean you couldn't get him?
I absolutely... No, some people just don't show up when they're supposed to, or they're an hour late.
Yeah.
And it's always the really marginal people who have the wrong time, and you know, you're killing time, wasting time, and then it's like, oh, God. Okay, they screwed us, and then you move on, and all of a sudden they call.
That's the worst.
No, I was so over you. I was regretting ever booking you.
Yeah.
Like Screech.
Try Screech here.
Hey, he's in the news.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, let's dial him up. Screech is allegedly going to fill in for Lenny Dykstra. Lenny had to back out of his fight against the Bagel Boss.
Thank God for him.
I don't know. Do you believe that Lenny Dykstra had to back out because his lawyer told him to?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess it's not a good look for all these lawsuits Lenny has coming up.
He's the one suing, I think. Isn't he?
Are you guys laughing because this is not the real version?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's lame.
Who's the asshole that covers all these songs?
They make a ton of money, I bet.
And he's trying really hard, too.
I heard a fake version of an Allman Brothers song, and I was like rocking along for a second. I'm like, wait a second. Hello?
Oh, what? Is it because we had the fake song playing?
Yeah, he answered.
Let me put the real song on. Hang on.
Rick says, I'm trying, bro. I'm ready to fight them guys. I think he means the people on Facebook popping off.
He absolutely does. Fight them all, Rick.
Go get him, Rick.
De-pants them all.
Mark, thank you. Righteous Gemstones, awesome.
Oh, it's a great show.
Okay. What's his real name?
Dustin. Maybe he's busy training.
Does anyone care about this fight, by the way?
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 2.
Oh, maybe we can leave a message.
Available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Dustin. We're calling about your big fight. I know you're filling in for Lenny Dykstra, allegedly. Just wanted to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Want to call us back? We're doing the show now.
You're 1-0. We remember you wailing on Horshack.
Oh, that was brutal.
Rob Palillo. Yeah, you killed him.
He's dead now. All right, bring it.
Broke his heart.
Thanks, Dustin.
Not God or my father or my thoughts.
It's Detroit.
He'll never return the call.
Nick says, I bet Rick has Screech's number.
Should have told him it was, you should have said it was sports radio. He might have called.
You know what?
He's going to know who we are. He's not going to call.
No one cares about this fight, but the interesting thing is I want them both to lose. I don't want either one of those guys to win. I don't like either one of them.
Double knockout, like Apollo and Rocky.
I think I would actually cheer for Bagel Boss.
No.
He's not going to beat Dustin Diamond.
Dustin's going to destroy. Remember, Dustin literally.
Oh, he was all cocky about it, too.
Destroyed
him. Yeah, he was really trying to. It seemed like he was trying to hurt him. That's the only time I've ever felt sorry for someone in celebrity boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah? I feel sorry for Palillo?
Ron Palillo.
Oh, Shaq. Right there.
Do you remember that, Tom? He got destroyed. Like, that was embarrassing.
Oh, Shaq was in danger.
Should have been the end of celebrity
boxing.
That
fight should have been stopped.
Right there, like Randall, Tex Cobb, and Larry Holmes.
It should have been stopped before it started.
Oh my gosh, you have it. Here it is.
Screech is like, he's taunting him, like, bring it, let's go.
He's got at least 2 feet on Palillo and 20 years. Come on,
he's
man.
He's hitting him as hard as he can, and the guy cannot even stop his punches.
Why isn't this back on TV for real?
Sweet.
I mean, this would be a huge hit today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It certainly would.
And there's so many celebrities now that you could have fight.
And everyone on Cameo, like, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, did you see you joined Cameo, I think, for only 2 days?
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker. For 2 days.
Wait, why did she quit?
I don't know. It's some special thing she's doing.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, so in other words, she's really embarrassed to do it, but she wants to suck up a bunch of money for a couple days?
Yeah, you got it. Oh, Brandon's pulling up some new guys, too.
Hey, great. Mike Vogt wanted to know what the tale of the tape was on that Horshack Dustin Diamond bout.
What, reach, height?
Yeah. Age, well, reach, Diamond, height, weight.
Dustin's way better.
He had at least 6 inches on him. I'd say reach, he probably had 8 inches on him reach-wise.
In about 15 years, too.
It was a mismatch from the bell.
That's right. Wait. When was that show on? It was on in the 70s, and he was like in his 20s then. So,
Horshack.
Check out some of the new ones.
All right, yeah, new cameos. Right. Oh, cool.
What's up, everybody?
Hi,
it's Golden Tay with the New York Football Giants.
Neat.
I'm here on Cameo. I'm new to this thing, but I'm excited about it. I mean, if you're a Notre Dame fan from Tennessee, New York Giants, Seahawks, Detroit Lions, Eagles fan, please hit me up. Or if you just need a simple pick-me-up or a prayer request or good luck for in your high school or football game or
how
graduation.
Much? $300 for him.
Wow.
He hasn't done any yet.
Not yet. Here's Billy West.
Oh, wow.
West here. Do a bunch of voices like Ren and Stimpy. Hey, Ren, will you button me? Will you shut up, you fool? Else I shall kill you.
Is he still working?
I think I blew out the mic again.
He's got
and
be.
I did Doug Funny, and I did Roger Klotz. And I was once the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. It's irresistible.
Save some
and
for the cameos.
And Futurama, you can hear Fry in my voice. But I'll do a bunch of others. I'll do whatever you like. So I'm happy to share this with you.
Oh, what's he charge?
Hugh Zoidberg. Only $50.
That's not
really?
Bad.
Yeah. Here's today's headliner.
That's a guy who's
check
truly
this guy out.
What?
I'm Denny McClain, and whether you just want greetings, some stories, or some pranks,
why is Denny
on somebody,
an inch from the camera?
Or you want to hear more and more about Mickey Mantle and some of the other great people that I played for, we are the place to come. Now listen, just give us a call, ring us up.
Wait, call
and whether
us.
You want an MC or you want just simple great greetings, call me, Denny McClain, and we'll rock and roll with you. Just let's rock and roll. Thank you.
Do you have to call to get a cameo, Brandon?
or a toilet clog, Devin Miller said on Facebook. If you want to get a toilet clog.
I did. I'm the one who turned him on to Cameo, by the way. So
Nice job, Rand.
What's he charging?
So what? $25.
What are you charging? Why is he an inch from the camera?
He's figuring out the technology.
I see.
What's your take on what do you get? What do you get out of that $25, Brandon? Since you turned him on to
it. No bullshit. When I told him about Cameo, he goes, "We'll split it 50-50." I said, "No, Denny. No, we're not going to split it 50-50.
No, demand more.
Oh,
make it 60-40. You.
He is honestly. I didn't know as much about Denny McClain as a lot of people did, because by the time I really knew of him, you know, that was probably the mid-90s. All the real bad stuff was kind of behind him. But to tell you the truth, working with that guy, he's the sweetest guy. I'm telling you, he's so nice to me that...
No, he's a very friendly guy. He's certainly had a checkered life. He was the last guy to win 30 games. I don't know if anybody will ever win 30 games again.
No.
Unless they change. Something changes dramatically. He won two Cy Youngs. He's a phenomenal pitcher. And
he's no Verlander.
I still remember.
Only joking.
I still remember when he first went to jail and he said, "I could never dream that I could rise so high and fall so far so fast." And I felt the same way. It was like, oh, my God, he was just. I mean, it was only like 12 years after he was like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he rose from the dead, and he had that great show on XYT. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a very left guy, but he had built an audience. He was doing really well when I got to town. And then, oh, man.
Still 31-game winner. One career home run.
Yeah.
His first
and
time
33
up,
steal.
They get some cameos.
He's great. And you know, they did do a new episode of No Filter Sports yesterday where they talked to Wayne Fonts.
Wayno. So,
anybody want to check that one out?
It's how's that one doing?
I haven't checked it so far, but it was a great interview. Wayne Fonts talked a lot about, you know, those successful teams from, what, 88 to 96.
Oh, yeah. They made the playoffs quite a lot.
And he, you know, had some things to say about Barry Sanders, and it was good. Real good. You don't hear a lot about Wayne Fonts these days.
Well, he disappeared.
Don't.
No, he hasn't been anywhere.
Yeah. He decided that he was going to retire and go to Tampa and fish and go to the racetrack all day, and that's what he's been doing for the last 23 years.
Okay, it looks like there's some breaking news regarding Antonio Brown. It's just coming in. It's pretty interesting.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. Shit.
Boom.
Antonio Brown. He actually filmed himself walking into court today as he was going to be deposed in the throwing stuff off the balcony case. Well, it's about the destroying the place he was renting for $35,000 a month. But $35,000
is that before he threw the furniture out? Well, is that the same place?
He destroyed
the inside. Same place.
Same place.
Yeah, and they had a lot of pictures of the place, and the damage is pretty extensive.
Well, the other video that came out was video from the stuff being thrown, which someone said that they didn't see a grandpa and a 2-year-old anywhere near the stuff.
I didn't see him either. But, you know, we couldn't. I mean, we only could see part of the.
I'm just saying. I didn't see. I mean, that person said they didn't see that grandpa or the 2-year-old anywhere near the stuff.
I didn't see him.
Actually, a lot of the stuff landed in the pool.
He settled with those people, though. He paid those people. This guy, won't pay.
Which is saying something when Antonio Brown pays somebody.
That's what made me believe there was something to it. And also, stuff was landing all over the place, so who knows what happened outside of that screen.
Yeah. How high up was he?
14 stories.
Is that Brandon?
Don't draw attention to
Brandon. Is your mic on?
Oh,
you couldn't.
It's off now.
That was loud, man.
And proud.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That was distracting.
Feel healthier?
Oh, guys. I don't want to get Drew's family upset with me, so can we just move on? Patty, I'm sorry.
If they're still listening.
Wait, didn't you win the Twitter poll, though?
You know,
36, though, is a pretty big number.
Let them rip.
Yeah, I think I overwhelmingly won.
Let them rip in moderation.
And there's a lot of support on the boner line, which we'll get to later. But continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Fake. Is there anything on the new Twitter poll? About the Aaron Carter phone number? No. Okay. Should we try Aaron Carter one more time?
I mean, if you want to hear that message again that he hasn't set up.
Okay, so Rick has not sent anything new?
No.
Okay, just to wrap with Antonio Brown and the breaking news on the ABNN, the Antonio Brown News Network. It's that this case, which if you look at the pictures today,
yeah,
it looks to me like he would owe this guy at least $15,000. In fact, the guy says the damage is way more. I don't understand. Why does he want to go to court
just
and fight
off
this thing? He needs attorneys. He could just write a check and be done.
I don't get it.
Well, he's enrolling in school again. You know, it costs a lot of money, I guess, like to go back to school. He's trying to save some money, maybe.
What do his attorneys cost? And why is Drew Rosenhaus going to court with him?
Yeah, his agent.
Because he could speak.
I don't understand it.
Because he could speak.
Yeah, but he's his agent. Can he have a different lawyer? What a mess.
Anyway,
just,
I know.
Just,
it is.
Just pay
what
up.
What a waste.
Man.
This is, what a waste of talent. What a waste. That's all there is.
He'll be back.
Such a waste.
Mez, I think you're really angry about Antonio Brown.
Oh, I am so angry.
Feeling.
Why? Because so he played angry for New England for 1 week?
Well, I think they should have been taken down a little bit more. Just another one of their cover-ups.
What?
Well, they get away with everything.
Get away? They look stupid now.
Yeah, they don't look. They should be paying more.
Paying more to him?
No, it's not that. I just think they're so arrogant.
You know, it was kind of weird the way.
Oh, is that like, against the NFL bylaws to be arrogant? You can't be arrogant.
It's against my rules of life.
Right. The Giants have never been arrogant.
No, they haven't. Yeah, they're class organization.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Mara family.
Yeah.
First class. To the end.
Yeah. Class. You don't catch Mr. Mara in no
massage parlor.
Massage parlor. How'd that story just disappear?
Because nothing. Because
it just disappeared.
Antonio Brown brought it back up.
It's a hit job. Antonio the Spike Brown King brought it back.
Oh, should we call the Spike King?
I guess. I mean, no one else is answering.
Maybe I have a figure on Thursday so he can give us his lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although, you know, the ABNN, I would just hate for something to break with Spike King talking to someone else and breaking something, but we can wait.
So should we try Antonio again right now? It's up to you.
Probably blocked us.
Nothing else. No. Really?
I'm afraid that Aaron Carter will call.
AC or AB? Who are we talking about?
He's never going to call.
What's going on with Aaron Carter? I mean, this was
Rick wrote.
Clearly
I'm trying my best. I think this is like his Achilles heel.
I mean, it is so far. Honestly,
all we wanted was this to be wrapped up.
To believe that Aaron Carter would be available at the time he says he would, I mean, I think it's 50-50 no matter what. If he says he'll do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
If he was right in front of us, it would still be 50-50.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oy.
So, moving along.
We can call Pepperidge Farm if you want.
What?
I just figured.
The 800 number? The Pepperidge Farm number?
Yeah, was that your show prep for
the
show
prep, yeah. Actually, takes it down. What do you guys want to call someone? I figured we can just call somebody.
No, I wasn't really desperate to call anyone.
No, I don't blame you.
Okay, on the Trump impeachment, and by the way, this sounds, you know, I hate bringing this up because I feel like tomorrow it'll be gone or 3 days from now it'll be gone, but it sounds like they're really trying to rally an impeachment. Before it seemed that, you know, it was always a few people, but not enough people, and never Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but then the, what are there, 12... Democrats that won over Republicans that are kind of toss-ups for the next election that have said that, yeah, now it's time. Although, I got to say, this seems like a big deal. I just don't know. Does the general public really care about the Ukraine?
No, I don't think so. That's I would imagine anyone who hates Trump probably suddenly cares about this.
But that's a huge deal, though.
Ukraine is weak.
Well, let me tell you something. Because I read this is another one of those things where I don't really want to read about this. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't care. In fact, I had no idea we were giving military aid to the Ukraine. I had no idea.
I just assume we give military aid or aid of some sort to every single country.
I guess I would have thought we were giving them something, but I had no idea. Was it like 2 days ago? Did anybody in this room know that we were withholding, that we hadn't sent them the aid? I had no idea.
That just came out, yeah.
But, I mean, people are acting like this is something that is extremely important. However, in reading about this today, this story is all over the place. And honestly, I'm not trying to shade the story or change the story in any way, shape, or form. But in 2016, Joe Biden, was this 2016 or 2015? I can't read my own writing. Biden allegedly told Ukraine that the U.S. was thinking about canceling $1 billion in loan guarantees unless its prosecutor was fired. Mm-hmm. Now, that has supposedly been, according to CNN, they have determined that there was nothing wrong with Hunter Biden taking this job, and Joe Biden committed no wrongdoing.
Except he's a big zero.
Well, that's why, that's why the story to me is so silly, is that of course there was something wrong with it, because and that did come up at the time. I don't really remember this story, though. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember him working for, is it Bucina? It's a gas company in the Ukraine, and they were trying to get influence in the U.S. That's why Hunter Biden was hired. But Joe Biden says, we never talked about it. He claims that he and Hunter Biden never discussed this.
We know that's a lie.
Obama at some point said, hey, he's a private citizen, which a lot of people did not like that.
Well, maybe it's not illegal. It's certainly unethical.
But what amazes me is that this particular story, both that we were thinking about canceling $1 billion in loan guarantees unless his prosecutor's fired. And that the story, by the way, was that Biden thought the prosecutor was moving too slowly on some corruption cases. Mm-hmm. Not, and that the, according to, this might have been the New York Post. According to the New York Post, the investigation about Hunter Biden was dormant when Biden demanded the firing. But nonetheless, if that's true, that he was thinking about canceling the $1 billion in loan guarantees unless his prosecutor's fired. Now, that would not be the same thing as talking about your candidate's son, but it's kind of interesting I never heard any of this.
Then why can't we do the investigation? Why are we asking another foreign, allegedly asking another foreign power to do something to his possible opponent? I mean, that regardless of the truth of it, maybe let's say, you know, he got him on that board for whatever reason. I don't know why the next president should be doing that. Can't we do our own investigation?
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know. Why was there never an investigation? I mean, this smells so bad.
I just don't like the idea of our president asking another foreign
power. No, I don't either. And if there's a quid pro
something to help him win an election, and especially if he's dangling.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, if there's a quid pro quo, that's another matter, too. Trump says that I don't think it mattered if it was, but I didn't do it anyway, which is funny.
Yeah. that's what he's the master of doing.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, who cares?
It would have been okay if I did, but I didn't.
Yeah. He denies it, but says, no, it's totally fine if it happened.
The transcripts.
Covers all bases.
The unredacted transcripts are coming out Wednesday.
Okay.
Allegedly. I don't know if I believe that.
Stop it.
Because that could seems like that could change, but I don't know.
I'm shocked that Pelosi would push forward before that comes out.
You know what's weird about
this? Something.
You know what's weird about this story?
Right.
Trump has
probably seen him. Or
Trump seems so cocky about this story. I'm wondering if this isn't trumped up in terms of how demanding he was about this investigation.
Oh, it probably. Come on, you know the truth lies somewhere in the middle from both sides.
Yeah,
it's
honestly
political bullshit.
I'm not going to pretend that I know because, you know, Trump has not been terribly
honest,
straightforward number of things. I mean, going back to Stormy Daniels, I never told him to pay Stormy. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
By the way,
this whistleblower, too, wants to testify in front of Congress this week.
Well, who?
Why would you want to do that?
We don't know who the whistleblower is. No,
we don't. They do.
The whistleblower? No, I would never want to be known as this whistleblower.
No,
that it means you're putting yourself in the middle of the biggest pile of BS.
You'll be the next Blasey Ford, and you want two front doors.
No snitching.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of being a whistleblower, is that you're
anonymous. Yeah.
You have obvious reasons to be fearful. And
the whistle's got woo.
So. Yeah, why would you give money to a corrupt country? It would have been okay if I had, but I didn't. Meaning holding the $250 million over their head in this discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was $250 million. I honestly didn't even know we were giving them 5 cents 3 days ago. But as far as Hunter Biden, you know, please don't try to tell me that he earned this job.
No,
he has no experience in the energy industry.
No.
And, in fact, he has a very checkered past. I mean, it just sounds so stinky.
They can both be wrong and both be unethical.
But
you'll never hear that. It's going to be one side or the other. It's going to be, but this guy did this, but that guy did that.
No, I know.
And
I hate that part where people say, but he did that, but he did that. But I just found it interesting to read about the story and find out a lot of different things that made me, it's like, I don't want to know any of this.
Yeah.
The only thing I did know about 2 months ago was that this had happened, that Hunter Biden is a scumbag, and yep. he's done myriad scummy things. In fact, he was a lobbyist when Obama became president. Yep. And it was Obama who actually told Joe that, would you get him the hell out of there? Mm-hmm. So, and at this point, I mean, who really cares about that?
No,
I don't think anybody really does.
Did he get kicked out of the Naval Reserves in like a month?
Joe Biden swore him in to the Naval Reserves, which, by the way, was a news story. However, he was kicked out, what, 2 weeks later? Because he failed the drug test he took that very day.
This sailor needs a Cosmo.
Those damn South Africans. Oh, there's Pelosi giving her announcement right now. Fun. Exciting.
Is this live?
Yeah.
Oh, pop it up.
Sadly, on that day, the intelligence community inspector general formally notified the Congress that the administration was forbidding him from turning over a whistleblower complaint on Constitution Day.
Why is she smiling?
This is a violation of law. Shortly thereafter, press reports began to break of a phone call by the President of the United States calling upon a foreign power to intervene in his election.
How does she even get on television?
This is a breach of his constitutional responsibilities. The facts are these. The intelligence community inspector general, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible.
Are you okay?
And its disclosure, he went on to say,
pause for a second.
Relates to one of the most significant and important... Yep.
I hate it when they say someone who was appointed by this person or that person, because it implies that it means that if they were not appointed by President Trump, that they would be dishonest. And if they are appointed by him, it means more, when either person appointed by Obama or by Trump should be doing their fucking job.
Anyway, yeah.
This woman, she's a basket case.
The great sleuth.
And important of the Director of National Intelligence's responsibility to the American people.
Okay, I'm starting to dream.
I already
Thursday,
have
yeah. okay. the Inspector Thank General you, testified before the House.
She's a total failure.
I don't know what they know, but I'm guessing
I hope they know more because they must know. Very surprised that this is happening now.
I have to believe they know a lot more than I know.
Now, what is the over under on time it takes for Trump to tweet about this?
I tweeted pretty quickly about Greta Thunberg.
I think he's
Can
got.
You read that tweet, by the way.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
I think he's got a tweet already ready. Just all he has to do is hit send.
I feel
it depends how serious it is, though, because he didn't tweet a lot about Mueller. And people, you know, he's very silent about that.
Well, he shouldn't tweet about any of it.
No shit.
Donald's tweet regarding Greta. She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see.
Positive tweet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just dripping with sincerity.
And everyone declares it to be a troll tweet immediately, but if you... If you read it, he's saying she's a nice girl.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that she is not a person who is nice with a wonderful future. She's the angriest 16-year-old anyone's ever seen in the history of the world. And she hates Trump.
Oh.
He had some other good retweets, too.
But you can't really – I'm not sure you can really get him in trouble for that tweet.
Here's one of his great retweets. Here, let me back it up.
He can always say, I meant what I said. She's a wonderful woman.
Very likely, and definitely, you will be deserving a Nobel Prize.
I said, I think I'll get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things if they gave it out fairly.
But they don't.
What? Oh, what is going on, man?
Has anyone, Matt, you're getting important. There must be an emergency phone call there.
Uh-oh. Better answer it. Who is it?
Oh, it's good. We're good.
Oh, guess it
was it an emergency?
No.
I've never seen you not answer a call.
Whose phone is that, goddammit?
How many Republicans are backing this? Do we know? Are there any yet?
Oh,
I heard
sure
Mitt Romney
zero.
was saying he might if it was true that he was holding up the, or it was a quid pro quo.
Isn't Romney a senator?
Mitt Romney? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not even to that point yet.
Well, I mean, just breaking from no other Republican
come on, nobody will. Nobody will, regardless of how they feel.
But that's ridiculous.
I don't know.
I mean, if this is an impeachable crime, how could only people in one party see it as being serious?
You got to protect your job.
Here's a sidebar. How many presidents have been impeached?
What is presidential impeachment?
Two.
Impeachment is McKinley a trial without a judge or jury.
Well, but wasn't he impeached prior to that?
McKinley?
Clinton and Jackson?
Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson and Clinton.
Yeah.
And Nixon was Nixon. No, he was never impeached.
No, Andrew, wasn't it Johnson?
Johnson, thank Johnson. You. Yeah. Johnson.
Oh, maybe that's where I got mixed up with McKinley. Oh,
yeah. People McKinley was assassinated.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
But you thought he was impeached, too?
I thought he was impeached, and that's why he got assassinated.
They impeached him and assassinated him when he was impeached exactly. for being such a bad president.
The president of hitting that ass.
maybe smooth. Oh, I can't wait for Curb to come back.
Is it coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I hate about this impeachment, how long would it take for impeachment?
You mean?
I mean, that's this
full
is
impeachment.
A, this
or
is
just,
a. This would be a process.
It's gonna take forever.
And it's gonna be. He'll be reelected by the time he gets impeached.
we get an election too.
You know, to that point, maybe they push it forward pretty quick. Because the Democrats are in control of the House.
I know, but they don't have a good candidate.
Well, that doesn't matter. I really don't think they care.
This will be. I was watching a CNN roundtable. Beforehand,
how
I know.
How bored were you?
Pretty bored.
How many people? How many people are on the round table? Like 15? Because they always have so many people on the round table.
There were only four, but they were talking about, you know, is this a good idea to impeach the president right now? And honestly, I thought the consensus was it's too divisive. Why don't they just beat him in the election?
Because they can't.
Well, I really would hope that they have more information about what Pelosi's was said done, in this phone call.
Well, the people on the panel seemed fairly informed. I don't, you know, if they're talking about impeaching, I assume they know a lot more than I know.
The only way they can knock him out of office is to impeach him because they're not going to be able to beat him.
I think they could beat him.
It depends who. I don't think Warren can beat him.
And it's got to be a good campaign. I mean, Hillary Clinton ran a terrible campaign. I think she would have beaten him if she had run a decent campaign.
Hillary?
She disappeared from the campaign.
Yeah.
And nobody really knew why she wanted to be president other than it was her turn. I mean, really.
Well, people hate her, too. They would never vote for her.
Didn't she still win the popular vote?
Yeah.
So there was enough people that did like her.
Yeah, but I think everyone assumed she would easily win.
Did they? Or did
they liked her more than
her a little bit more than...
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. It was a terrible election.
I don't think people liked her a little bit more or him a little bit more. I think people either were for him by a mile or her by a mile, and some people held their nose.
There's people that don't want a woman to be president. I mean, let's face it.
We've had a black president.
I know, but it's not a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the right woman could. I don't think Hillary Clinton's the right woman. I don't think people dislike her because she's a woman.
I thought she could have been a hell of a president.
Oh boy, here we go.
She's not likable. She's not. She's so not likable.
I'm going to bite. Why would she have been a hell of a president?
I just think that she had all that experience coming up to that. Plus, she had Slick Willie at her side.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
But she didn't want to use Slick Willie to even campaign for her.
Yeah, but
do you really think she would have?
Once she was in office, I think she would have.
After all he's done to her, do you really think she would have deferred to him?
No way.
That's the way it works on TV.
I think she would have made certain that it was known that he was not deciding anything.
I want to do health care.
No, wait! That's my thing still.
He's still going to be the first man. Any way you cut it, they got to do something.
Oh, I think he would have loved being in the White House.
He would have lived in Chappaquiddick with the Energizer.
He was told not to campaign. He did not campaign.
I'm back.
Her people told his people
isn't
not
it because
to
campaign, he became incoherent almost?
What do you mean?
He hasn't been the same over the last years, right? I mean,
well, he's getting older, but I don't think that's the reason why. I think she doesn't want him to be a part of it.
Yeah, she wanted to be. She didn't want his shadow.
Yeah.
I think his shadow would have got her the win.
One final item on the... By the way, is this thing, you know, as far as this whole Ukraine thing, has this boomeranged on Joe Biden at all? I mean, it seemed like it was boomeranging on him a little bit because he was a little soft coming out. But now he's saying that he's outraged, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, probably not.
Driver doing donuts.
Yeah, did you see him
bystander?
Hit the people? Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see this.
Yeah, they're doing drifting. Like Tokyo Nights.
Where was this?
I don't know. Watch. Whoa!
Oh, man.
Clipped right in the leg.
Is that the only person the driver hit? Still doing donuts, by the way.
Rubber, baby.
I mean, if that person needs to be sacrificed for this cool video.
I don't think they were really hurt. They got right up.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, it's a pretty cool video,
they
right?
Off.
Is it possible they planned it that way?
Yes. Look, someone's got to take one for the team, so we have this cool video.
Yeah, and it was looked like somebody athletic because they almost got completely out of the way.
They started to jump out of the way. They just got clipped in the leg.
Well.
Oh, I want to go drift. That looks like fun.
All right. Oh, God, an impeachment and an election. I don't know if I could live through that.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun.
Did anybody see Demi Moore today?
Wait.
She looked good.
A little bit of it.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Is that all you took out of it?
That's all I took out of it.
A boner?
Is that all we're getting?
That's it, man. That is it.
Okay.
What was she talking about today? I can't remember. There's been so many things. Other than, did you see whose virginity she took?
Ooh.
Freddie Moore's?
Nope. John Cryer.
Oh, wow.
Took John Cryer's virginity.
Oh, yeah.
Is that prior to her boob job?
I think that's in his book, although he didn't say that she took his virginity. He just said that he was banging her and she dumped them, I think.
In her new memoir, Inside Out, she writes that she felt bad for taking his virginity while filming No Small Affair in 1984.
Why did Cryer admit he was a virgin?
I know, because we all knew he was anyway, right? After seeing 16 Candles. Or no, not see, Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
Get a break.
It pains me to think of how callous I was with his feelings. Oh. Hey, I like that Demi's acting like a dude. That I stole... What could have been such an important, beautiful moment?
I think he's okay.
I think he'll be fine.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. Well, maybe not, though. Maybe that's why he's on the Pete Davidson mental health beat.
Could be.
Let's see. However, it turns out Moore was not his first, he says.
it was Molly Ringwald.
He tweeted a response. Well, the good
Apparently
thing
about- he was so bad in the sack, she assumed he...
I don't know if I believe this. He says, well, the good thing about this is she doesn't have to feel bad about it anymore because while I'm sure she was totally justified in making that assumption based on my skill level, I had actually lost my virginity in high school, Cryer wrote.
Yeah, right.
He added, but she's right about the other part. I was over the moon for her during a very troubled time in her life. I have nothing but affection for her.
Please.
He could have left me the last part off.
Too bad he blew up as soon as the tip got in.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Oh.
Nice mushroom tip.
That was the first time. yeah, I feel like is she
cool mushrooms?
Actual audio.
Is she trying to have the number one book, or is she trying to start a comeback? It's one or the other, or both.
Probably both.
She looks good enough to have a comeback.
She looks great.
Yeah. She's not going to have a comeback though.
Why not?
Because she's a woman in her 50s.
She's
Hollywood.
She's not a great actress. Yeah, she's okay.
Women in their 50s, besides Meryl Streep, can really. Get jobs. I mean, there's a few more.
They don't seem to.
Tom Cruise keeps getting
his. Should though.
His ex jobs. Nicole Kidman. She just keeps getting jobs.
Yeah, she does.
I'm just
saying, a good actress.
It's few and far. There's the point. Demi Moore is not as good of an actress.
Demi Moore is always Demi Moore.
Yeah.
She should do a movie with Tom Cruise because they're both themselves.
and Tom
it
and
works.
Demi. Yeah.
It works okay.
Tom and
I like
Demi.
Her movies. But I always feel
you
like
do?
I'm watching Demi Moore.
What's your favorite Demi Moore movie? Indecent Proposal.
I love that.
She's okay.
Good Men.
She's
Redford.
Serviceable. They did
Few
not
Good
need
Men.
Her in A Few Good Men. And they made a big point about that they didn't think they needed Demi Moore in A Few Good Men. And she proved them otherwise. And I'm like, I forgot she was in the movie.
No, she was good. She was good.
What was your favorite line of hers?
I like.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's it. That was it.
She didn't say that.
I know.
Well, what was your favorite scene with her?
Well, at the end, she didn't want him.
You can't handle
She didn't
truth.
Want him to ask Sounds for great. The, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the court martial? She didn't want him to ask for the, when he was talking to Jack Nicholson.
The Code Red?
Oh, Code Red.
Very memorable.
Yeah, it was great.
Was that a big turning point in the movie?
I thought so.
Okay.
She was great in One Crazy Summer. Does anybody know that movie?
I don't.
Yeah, she was great in, what's that movie she went
Ghost
topless in right. with Michelle Johnson?
Oh, God, the pottery scene in Ghost is awesome. I love that.
Oh, the Michael Caine awesome. Movie. Michael Caine, when he was sleep, it was Michael
Brandon,
Caine
that hurt
was,
me for you. I don't know why.
Right. Michael Caine was Demi Moore's dad, and he slept with her best friend, Michelle Johnson.
Oh, that movie.
I
Michelle Johnson
movie.
Was hot.
She was hot.
I know, and she was topless and everything. I know.
Both
and then
of them
she
were
just,
topless.
Where did Michelle Johnson go?
Just disappeared.
Brian, can you find a recent picture of Michelle Johnson?
That's one of my favorite movies.
Well, you like
it. It's one of your favorite movies?
What movie is it?
I just can't think of the name of it right now.
It must be one of your favorites then.
Oh, Rio. Rio.
Rio.
Crazy in Rio or something? Or
blame it on Rio.
Blame it on Rio.
Who am I looking for? Michelle who?
Michelle Johnson. Michelle Johnson.
You always liked...
We need a picture from Blame It on Rio.
Yes, Blame It on Rio, Michelle Johnson.
You always liked About Last Night, too.
I did. I thought that was a good movie. St. Elmo's Fire's okay. It's watchable.
Hey, speaking of movies, I'm going to see Shawshank Redemption tomorrow.
You've never seen Shawshank Redemption.
In a DVD?
No, it's in the theaters.
You're going
tomorrow.
To be the last person to have seen that
I know
movie.
That. My friend is insisting that I see it. I have never seen it.
Why don't you just rent it?
No. I have it. He got it from
you
years ago.
You can't bring us one good picture from Blame It on Rio?
I just Googled Michelle Johnson, Blame It on Rio. This is what
they about Skin? Is she a Mr.
Yeah,
Skin?
Oh, you want to see her nude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that would...
please.
Not really. I mean...
Of all people. Oh, well, you want to see her
if I have to.
Here. There she is. Boobs.
Oh, man. Wait, those are fake.
Those do look fake there.
She didn't have fake
really
back then.
Fake. She did not have fake
not
back
have
then.
Fake.
Oh, look at that bush. Oh,
look at that. That's a good picture right there.
Chested Demi Moore in that movie.
Yeah, that was pre.
Looks cute there though.
Pre implants. So the most dramatic thing, and they are making this so dramatic. This 3-part series with Demi Moore. Of course, the nude pregnant picture. And what's the big deal?
Yeah, she loves it.
And then she had 3 kids in 10 years with Bruce. Did 33 films. And says she put her kids first. And I'm like, how do you do 33 films in 10 years and have 3 kids and put the kids first?
Because she took 5 years off.
Well, that was after the 10 years. Yeah. In 1998, she took 5 years off.
Wow.
And you know what? What's the movie with her and Bruce Willis where Bruce Willis kills her friend?
Oh, Lord.
Anybody remember that movie?
No.
There's a movie. What's a movie with Demi Moore and Bruce Willis? I thought that movie was really good.
Hmm.
Oh. The investigator, the cop, Harvey Keitel.
Mortal Thoughts?
Yes. That was a good movie.
Never seen that movie.
Oh.
Never even heard of that movie.
I thought it was pretty good. I don't think it did that well, but I thought it was good.
You probably like Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I'm not a big Die Hard fan.
Wait, Die Hard with a Vengeance. Is that the third one?
I forget.
That's the best one of them all.
Did you see Die Hard?
Then she walked away from Hollywood for her kids after the 10 years from 1998 to 2003. Then she was back in Charlie's Angels. She met Ashton, who was 25.
Back in Charlie's Angels in a role written for her.
Ooh.
That's what they said on GMA. I'm like, no, it wasn't. Wasn't she the Bosley of the group?
I don't know.
By the way, Mortal Thoughts, 57% on Rotten Tomatoes, 35% from the audience.
Oh,
ouch.
What?
Ouch.
Forget it. And then of course
I take those things personal too.
I take
when you're like a movie that has a bad
hurts.
Score.
Then they got in this thing about how
what's Blame It on Rio have?
She was 15 years younger. Yeah, I'm interested in that too. She was 15 years younger than Ashton, and she said, "Well, Bruce married someone 20 who's 23 years older than him. It's no big deal."
I'm sure that and makes then, Ashton. There's no love lost between those two, huh?
It doesn't sound like it. Then she said, "We've been conditioned to tying a woman to her fertility." Yeah, it's not a big deal if the man wants children and the woman is like 50. That I suppose that shouldn't matter at all.
Ready for your Blame It on Rio score?
Oh,
which one you want to guess? Don't look.
Audience.
I can't see. Mark.
Audience.
You could put it right in front of me.
Audience has got to be at least 40.
39% for the audience.
Oh, that's bull.
That is crazy.
Critics?
18?
9. It's a great movie.
That should get,
no,
at, least,
oh, Bologna's
it should get
in
at least 11 for Michelle Johnson's boobs.
Easy. Remember at Joe least. Bologna, the friend? He was Michelle Johnson's dad in that movie.
Who played him?
Did you just watch this or something?
No,
why do you know
I know
so much about it.
I've watched it 100 times.
You've watched that movie 100 times?
You have it on VHS?
I would say twice would be the limit.
No.
Uh-oh, someone's calling.
Oh, it's AC.
Focus.
Is talk to him first. Talk to him first.
Hello?
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 Hello, this is Aaron Carter. I'm calling for Drew and Mike.
Aaron!
Aaron, there you are.
Man,
what's up, fellas?
How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm just at my house in Hawaii, my timeshare.
Sweet.
Hey, not bad.
Just kidding. I'm at my actual house.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd buy a timeshare. I was going to make a joke about that, but I thought I don't want to upset Aaron immediately.
Like you had to sit through the presentations for a timeshare.
Hey, I'm on the line too, guys, just so you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
It's
Rick in the building. Oh, no.
Rick's in the house. I told you guys now. Go ahead and talk to Aaron and be quiet.
You be quiet.
I'm dying to know, Aaron, what is your... How are you and Rick getting along?
Wait, I'm sorry, guys.
Yes,
you're what? Still like PG-13 or what? Can I be myself here or what?
Oh, you can be yourself. Anything goes here.
All right, let's ride. Try to catch me riding dirty. If they can't catch me riding dirty, they keep trying to catch me riding dirty. Crazy shit going on right now, y'all. Crazy shit. What? Crazy shit. And I'm the one out here being portrayed like I'm crazy. Fuck you.
Well, yeah, we saw you on The Doctors, and then you know we heard that you were talking to Rick. But I'm dying to know how are you and Rick getting along?
Rick and I are getting along good. I mean, there was some people that were just Rick obviously one of my storage units never got paid for, and they collected all the stuff, and so he's just been being kind of like bullied a little bit, I guess, people trying to like come up and, use things that he has against me for some reason, but I've never done anything wrong. Like I've already put out all my drama and everything true to myself and my identity has been released. So it's like, everyone's scrambling on the other side and I have to word things specifically, but on the other side, they're all scrambling. I mean, I went to the Grove yesterday, and my sister's husband works there, right? The Grove in L.A. And I know who Rick Caruso is. Rick Caruso owns all, like, Pacific Palisades, the billionaire, and all the Grove properties, all of them. And, like, I go there, and my sister, while I'm in Kentucky, gets a temporary restraining order against me on top of what Nick already did. And it's kind of funny that it's not funny, but it's ironic that and this all started 10 minutes into a conversation that I was having with Melissa Schumann, who actually was raped by Nick, but God, Nick got away with it from the statute of limitations.
You mean some kind of assault, sexual assault?
Yeah. Sexual assault, like sexual rape assault. Like,
yeah.
Like she was a virgin. She didn't want that. And I can speak for her, and I have been speaking to her. And it's ironic that 10 minutes into my conversation, boom, on Instagram Live, the police are at my front door.
Oh, the police are at your front door.
Disrupting
yeah, where are all these welfare checks coming from? Who's demanding a welfare check of you?
I know. Do you live in the precinct?
And they're anonymous, and it's family members that are trying to protect Nick from being, from the truth being exposed. But the truth has been there this whole time, you guys. Come on.
So
if I was a lawyer, I'd be winning this case. I would have won the case already.
Aaron, should people be worried about your mental health?
No, absolutely not. It's appalling. I'm a Sagittarius, guys. I'm an extrovert, I'm passionate. I've been a singer my whole life. I'm loud. Probably shouldn't talk as loud as I do because I have a 4-octave range and things. I should shut the fuck up more so than I do. But I don't. And I'm really smart. And like, does it sound like I have mental issues, guys? Does it sound like I'm collect and my vocabulary is fast and I'm not saying in between everything I'm saying?
No, you sound like you're together. But this thing with Nick, would you be upset about this? Would you be talking about this, representing this girl that was mistreated by Nick? Would you be talking about this if you guys weren't sort of at war, or this PPO didn't come out? Or it seems like it's sort of...
We weren't at war. We weren't at war. We only became at war. Look, Nick filed... Sorry, I'm smoking some of my weed right now.
Rick, be quiet.
You be quiet. I'm listening. keep talking, Aaron.
Well, is that a big, is that a big bong head or what?
I just smoked some of that Khalifa cuss. what was I saying?
Just got Drew in the mood here.
Well, you were. I was talking about the fact that this whole thing with Nick. If you guys were getting along right now, would you be talking about this sexual, alleged sexual assault? If you guys were buddies,
listen,
if you guys,
guys were, guys, we weren't. We listen. When the supposed thing that came out that I said I was going to kill my sister-in-law and her unborn baby, it happened when I kicked my ex-girlfriend out of my house and said we're done. And 7 o'clock in the morning, I drive away, call her an Uber, and I said I'm going to pay for 2 months of storage for you and 2 months of rent for you after she hit me, all right, just to be a good man, okay, because I was raised by my mother who taught me how to treat women with respect.
Did she threaten to stab you also?
She threatened to do all kinds of things, man, all kinds of things.
And
I mean,
you,
I sleep you, before it's real. Man.
You have a PPO against her, correct?
No, I dropped it because I don't need the toxicity in my life.
Okay.
She shows up to the court hearing and it's like, yeah, I hope Aaron gets the mental health he needs. The mental health he needs. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, don't even come at me like that. You're nothing but a hoe.
How,
all right?
How did, Aaron, can you tell us, how did this relationship fall apart? What, I mean, because it sounded like, I remember
my,
when you seemed very happy.
My family, our relationship with my siblings fell apart when my mom started managing me when I was 7 years old, and her and I were traveling all around the world by ourselves without the rest of the family. They all resented me because I had my mom's, I had all my mom's attention.
Okay, I meant the girlfriend that was threatening you. What, I mean, you seemed like you were happy with that girl, and then all of a sudden, bang, it just goes south. What do you
think
happened?
Well, that's because I try to. That's because like I don't want to air out everyone's dirty laundry all the time, and I want to try to preserve and protect our relationship. But it's, the public knows that I tried to break up with this girl like 5 times.
Oh.
Like and in March, there's a police report when I had another girl in my house, and she came after a month and a half. Uninvited, and then told the police I was overdosing on drugs and had them smash out the fucking back door. And she should have gone to jail because she obstructed justice. And instead, I said, "Don't do anything. Let it go. All right, I'm going to take her back."
How hot was this chick to put up with all this, Aaron? she must have been really hot.
Dude, she's fine as fuck, man. Yeah, she's hot. Alana. Her name is Alana, and she's from Canada and Toronto. And if she's listening, I'm sure she'll fucking validate everything I'm saying.
Can we look her up, Brandon?
Oh yeah, we've looked at her. She's very pretty.
Don't have any more. You don't have any more contact with her, right? Because you can get another hot chick.
Man, right now, I got to put the oxygen mask on myself first. I have 2 years of sobriety under my belt, and in order to maintain that and be able to, take care of myself within my aftercare, I have to know when to distance myself and back off.
Yeah.
And or things like making your bed in the morning, being clean, being making amends for your shortcomings, you know.
What do you do every day? I mean, because that's the big problem. You need to stay active, right? I mean, you got
I work on music.
You work on music.
I work on music,
okay.
And I go dirt biking.
Man, I wish I had Aaron's life all of a sudden.
He's writing a song for me, Mark.
Rick, shut up.
Aaron's
writing a song for me. Be quiet.
Is it called Depancing?
I gotta say,
well,
Aaron.
No, it's gonna be a
Rick,
new
shut
walkout
up.
Song.
No, it's called Forget Me Not. Hold on, here's the beat. I already did the remix to it. I'm gonna play it for you guys real quick. It's called Forget Me. Remember the old song Forget Me Not?
Yeah, of course.
You guys remember that?
Patrice Rushen.
It's a good song.
I'm literally playing this in my music program. Let's just listen.
Send me,
forget me.
I don't want anybody to jack my shit, so I'm going to skip over that.
Okay. Is Rick, are you going to have a special appearance on the song?
Sounds like a number one hit. What is going on?
That's what I do,
man.
Has anyone
seen me dancing? You know, at this point, I'm almost like, I'm just going to keep doing my shows. I mean, nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to do my shows. I'm going to DJ. I'm studying for the bar exam right now. I'm getting my real estate license. I'm selling and buying. I'm buying and selling gold and trading gold and watches and Rolexes. I make jewelry. Oof. So those are my hobbies.
Wow, you sound awfully busy. I just want to know, Aaron, if I was you and I had people calling in welfare checks about me all the time and PPOs, and I would lose my mind.
PPOs and PROs. Yeah.
I mean, all that would just make me lose my mind. Is this? It's got to be getting to you to have the police come banging on your door to have to go to court.
It's all part of the plot. It's a plot where I play chess, and I'm really good at it.
So all my family members who think they're playing they're winning in chess. You guys are not going to make me, my family, you guys are not going to make me look like I'm crazy. Hold on. Like, Charlie Neff from TMZ is calling me right now.
Oh, we know Charlie.
Can I put her on?
Charlie with the big purse.
Well, I mean,
it's almost sure, we'll talk to Charlie.
We're basically on a party line anyway.
Hey, there's a party line.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey, sorry. I'm on the podcast right now as we speak with Drew and Mike. Oh.
Charlie, so,
Charlie,
do you remember us?
Guys.
I was the guy that pointed out your giant purse and via email. We were email friends for a
I
while.
I remember you guys. I've got rid of that purse since I retired
what?
And I went to a backpack. And
we see the pink backpack now.
I know. Yeah, saw a very. It's pretty big too.
We're still watching you.
It's still on
it
screen.
Is, yeah.
So
I got lots of secrets in the bag. So that's what
Charlie.
No, Charlie. So I was just. I don't know if you want to be on this podcast or not, but you can hang up whenever you want. For coming back later, but I was just telling them everything. Nothing different. I would tell you, I would tell Harvey, I've always done, you know? But I'm using different resources that are actually protecting me versus trying to, and that are acknowledging the facts and what I'm putting in front of you guys. Come on. I should be welcomed into a law school at this point. Because if I was a lawyer on this case, I would have already won yesterday. Think about it.
Aaron, do you ever feel like, you know, that you're talking about a chess game? Is there any way to get everybody to just stop playing the game and just kind of go on with their lives? Why all this?
No, you can't play a game. You can't play a chess game with someone's emotions is my point. So if you want to play a chess game with me, with emotions involved, with their emotions and using their mental health and all this stuff against them and making up lies that they want to kill their family members, then those are lies. Those are lies, and that is hearsay. Find it on recording that I ever said anything like that. They can't, otherwise they would have already put it out there. They tried to trap me at the Grove yesterday and get me caught when, like, I was just literally sitting down for sushi at the Grove, and Corey works at the Grove, my sister's husband, who my sister got the restraining order against me. Like, guys, I can keep going and going and going and going, and you're still not going to be able to obtain the knowledge that I'm giving you, which is power. I'm the one with the power because I'm not doing anything wrong. I got a fucking welfare check 10 minutes into my conversation with Melissa Schumann, okay, from my brother to interrupt the conversation. It's apparent. It is blatantly apparent. Why don't you guys see this? Why do I got to stand up here like I'm fucking Gladiator because I am Maximus? Maximus from Gladiator. I am. I am the big bad wolf. I am the big bad wolf. But I'm the alpha wolf.
There's a
pack behind me. Best believe I'm leading that pack.
When I saw you on the doctors, you were talking about you wanted to go back at trolls on social media. And
absolutely.
And I felt like, oh my God, doesn't this guy have enough confrontation in his life? I just want you to
Somebody's got to do something about it. Guys,
you're fighting.
Do something about it
because, but it feeds
because,
them.
Because if someone doesn't use their platform to do it, what's going to happen is in 10, 15 years from now, more and more and more people are going to think it's okay to cyberbully and make up lies about people. And then that's the way that our world's going to start turning out to be. Well, so if someone doesn't do something about it, put them on blast, which I have done. I've got thousands of emails from people apologizing. So it's working.
Well, no, I love the idea. I really do. I just feel like you have so many things coming at you at one time. It seems like, is there some way to de-escalate some of this stuff and just, you know, so you can relax and enjoy yourself?
There is not. The only way to de-escalate is to keep on my mission, on my goal, know that I'm a man, know that I'm a lion, and know that I am strong, and I'm not a liar. And I've done nothing but tell the truth, and I've been nothing but abused by my family, my whole life, and seek out validation for their love. And this is the thanks I get.
Charlie?
Hey, guys.
Very
sad.
I know it is. What were you calling about?
I was calling in regard to the Grove stuff that Aaron had mentioned. Basically, you know, his sister Angel's claiming that he violated the restraining order because, like Aaron said, her husband works at the Grove. Did you know that the husband works at the Grove, Aaron?
Yeah, but I know his schedule, though. I knew he wasn't there, and I'm supposed to stay 100 yards away.
Why did you want to go there?
Yeah.
To buy Kobe beef steak and to meet with my doctor, my psychiatrist, Dr. Ish, the TV doctor from Marriage Boot Camp.
Wouldn't you rather meet somewhere else, though, where there's no chance that there's going to be any kind of...
Well, there's only one place I could buy my meat from in L.A. I drove 67 miles to get there, and I honestly, I was like, all I thought the restraining order said was stay 100 yards away, and that's what I said, and then they tried to wait and catch me, and the security guards were like, oh, no, we're going to look at this now. You don't have to go anywhere now. It doesn't say you have to go anywhere. And then I was like, no, I know what you guys are doing. You're waiting for Angel and Corey to come here to put them in 100 yards so I can violate my TRO, my temporary restraining order, and I'm leaving right now. So I got in my car and I left.
Hmm.
And I reported
that was
all
definitely smart.
Charlie, have you gotten the other side of the story?
I mean, kind of just what I already said, just that they're claiming that Aaron violated the restraining order, but I know that police did show up, but they're saying that Aaron left before the police got there. So everything's kind of case closed kind of thing. They're not like investigating or anything.
You guys
like
see
that,
what's happening? You guys see what's happening? They're trying to set me up, guys. But Angel claimed that I followed it. I violated it, but they were, that's what they're doing. Like, I know Rick Caruso. Rick Caruso, the billionaire who owns all those properties. Corey better not. I hope he doesn't lose his job because of it.
All I know because is that, like, Kobe beef must be really good to drive that far.
It's really true. I do Instagram lives about it all the time. I got like 5 pounds of it in my freezer because I got to stock up because
I'm coming over.
Grove now for life.
I'm coming over.
So I got to postmate my Kobe beef from the Grove now.
Charlie, when I turn on TMZ tomorrow and I look at all the things on the left, is Aaron going to be one of the top 4 or 5 stories?
You know, who knows with Aaron? As you guys know, he knows every day is a new day. So who knows? Maybe tomorrow it'll be a different kind of story, a good one, a positive one.
Yeah, I wish. I don't feel like it's going that way, though. It just seems like it's all toxic, negative, confrontational.
It's like the media is against me. They're also, you know, inadvertently using me as clickbait and taking the negative and running with that and not taking the actual positive that is a negative that could help millions of people come forth about abuse.
Well, you can say whatever you want here. I mean, none of this gets edited. I mean, this is all.
I don't even know if I can. I might be violating my restraining order again.
By talking about it?
I doubt it.
Who knows?
It's temporary.
Like, I didn't get a cease and desist, so I am studying for the bar, so I know that I can technically talk about them.
Really? So, are you going to be a lawyer before Kim Kardashian?
I'm going to follow suit. That's for damn sure.
did you go to college at all, Aaron?
I went to school
of
hard
knocks. Yep. So did Kim. She's getting a law degree. Because
look, to be honest, no one ever thought that Aaron Carter, you know, the kid from the, you know, from 2004, that after his parents divorced and everything came crashing down, would ever be able to resurrect his career. And I did it by producing my own music. Love album, sold almost 2 million copies with it. I now have to go after Sony Records and Steve Jobs because they owe me hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I got to go after them. And that's why Michael Jackson told me never to sign with Sony Records. But I did anyway, and they fucked me over. So I got to go after that, handle that business next. So no, there's never a dull moment.
Wow.
That's everyone's question. I just obtained and remembered, oh, wow, I'm so fucked up and crazy, right? That I can literally, like, quote people verbatim and hang on to every little thing. My memory is better than all of y'all put together. No offense. So that's
cool. I'm taking
sober, and that's because I'm 2 years sober, and that's because I have done nothing but try to focus on bettering myself as a human being.
Okay, what about getting this phone back from Rick? Is that going to be worked out?
You know, it was from a storage unit. Hopefully, I can get a lot of my shit back. So,
well, Rick, you only have the phone, right?
Yeah, I only have the phone. Yes.
How is that going in, from your standpoint as far as getting the phone to Aaron in a successful transaction?
Well, part of the deal, it Ooh. Was, you know, if he didn't fuck me over on the show, and obviously he, you know, last minute he called me and said, dude, I'm doing the show. So, you know, that helped. And so I think what we're going to do, Drew, is I'm going to just hook up with Aaron. I'm probably going to just go out there in L.A., hang out with him, bring him the phone.
Good.
And I just think you eat meat, right, bro?
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah. So, all kinds.
And then you know what, too? What's crazy is Aaron wakes up and takes care of his shit, and he runs into me. I'll go up to L.A. and smack all them dumb.
There you go.
Rick, I got a question. Rick, I got a question for you. How do you think Aaron, you know, doing?
How do I think Aaron's doing?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you've been nothing but straight to me the last couple of times. And I told you, I got a barrage of shit on Twitter myself. And I go, listen, the dude's been upfront to me. He was heartfelt with me. I said, I'm going to give Aaron the benefit of the doubt. Oh, fuck that. He's a liar. I go, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Been nothing but cool to me. And just like I told
you. Why would you do that, though? Why would you give me the benefit of the doubt out of all people?
Honestly, because people have gave me the benefit of the doubt when I had my shit going on. And even Drew and Mike and Mark that break my balls, at least they knew there was a lot of inconsistencies in my story and stuff. And, you know, I feel you, bro. Like I know how you feel. And
Rick and I had have had many extensive conversations over the course of
absolutely.
And to that point, it's really interesting that you would actually call him and talk to him when it doesn't sound like your brother would call and talk to Rick.
I'll call anybody because I have nothing to hide.
Rick did
and that was the biggest thing that I said. Just like I told you, Aaron. I go. He reached out to me. Nick was like, "Well, I'm too well," according to Lori. He's too high profile. Well, just like I told her, I'm high profile. Who the fuck are
Lori
you?
Ooh.
About Lori.
Yeah.
But Rick, did Nick or other people in Aaron's family
Lori Knight, if you're listening, when my mom gets out, she's going to literally, like, you've literally tried to be, like, overpower my mom. And when she gets out from rehab that I put her into, Lori Knight, if you're listening, you better watch out because my mama Jane is coming out and she's what created Nick and Aaron Carter. So you better watch out. You better stop. You guys all better drop. You better run and hide. Now is your time to run into the bushes of somewhere that is an undisclosed location and hide because you guys are all wrong. And when my mom comes out to validate everything that I'm saying, it's a wrap.
Rick, how about family members?
And she was already getting scrutinized because she was already coming out on Facebook and telling all the truth and was afraid. And then and Nick hasn't spoken to her for fucking 8 years. Where was my family? Isn't it apparent to you guys on the TV show that there's no Angel or Nick or BJ present? Just me.
I think I understand. I think I have some understanding of it. But Rick, what I want to know was: did any of his family members did they want to get his phone from you? Was that something they were actively trying to do?
Yeah. And like I told Aaron when he called me, Lori, who he just said she called me, and she said she's speaking for Nick and Angel. So and then what? I validated who she was because she's actually in the phone, and obviously Aaron's known him since he was little, so that was all, you know, that was all true. And but I was mad, and Drew, you know me, and I told Aaron, I go, Nick needs to call me himself. I hate going through third person because shit gets mixed up.
Not to interrupt,
and you know that, Aaron, because then words get mixed up.
I know, but not to interrupt you, but these people are burying themselves. Like Lori Knight, my mom just showed me before the day I put her into rehab, she showed me Lori Knight's NDA that is a lifetime non-disclosure agreement that Lori signed and was compensated for, that my mom is going to pursue on her own against Lori now.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
Listen, guys, we have to move along, but Aaron, I want to thank you for calling.
Drew,
yeah, Charlie.
Drew and Mike, hey, sure. Guys, I just wanted to say I've got to sign off because I have some breaking news going on right now.
Ooh, what is it? Full of sin. Can't you break in here?
I can't say just yet. It's not public.
Come on, Charlie.
But I just want to say I love you guys so much. And Aaron, I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. And that's pretty much it.
Bye, Charlie. Have a good day.
Rick, shut up.
Thank you.
Bye, Charlie.
We love you, Charlie, and your big bag and your backpack.
We're still here. She's off.
Thank you, Aaron. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Aaron, you're a good stand-up guy.
Can we call you again sometime?
Whatever you want, man. My phone is... obviously, anyone can call me. I pick up, don't I? Don't I, Rick? Don't
after,
I, guys?
After 18 calls.
All right, we'll be calling back. But thank you so much, and thank you, Rick.
Good luck.
And stay on the phone, man. I'll talk to you. Drew, Mike, Mark, told you. So now I want to say this.
Oh, yeah, it's all about you, Rick.
Well, shut up for a minute. Aaron, stay on the phone. So to all the righteous Rick haters out there, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. I told you. I told you. Yeah, fucking fuck you. I told you.
Attaboy.
I'm going to come and smack every one of them.
Oh, thanks, right. Rick. Guys. See you, Aaron. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Aaron.
Love you guys.
See you.
Bye,
love guys. You, Rick.
Wow. That was a good setup. Here's, oh a new song. Here's a new song for Rick and Aaron.
Oh, man, if Rick goes out there and they become friends,
they're going to be.
And they start posting stuff. No, I predict a great friendship is coming.
A 180.
Rick's going to be his bodyguard. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's going to be head of security and de-pantsing. Yeah, but you know what, Brandon, to your point.
This could be the best development ever.
It really does show, you know, regardless of what's going on, the fact that he actually called him and talked to him goes a long way as opposed
what a
to Nick,
turnaround.
Who's, you know, using a third party or PR person.
True.
And hey, Charlie on there, too. How about Charlie? Right,
nice.
I know.
She's my pen pal.
By the way, her backpack, that's her backpack now?
Yeah.
It's huge, too.
Well, she's got a lot of things in there.
It's always in the picture. I think that's
constantly
her shtick.
Breaking news. What time does their half hour show?
That's tonight.
When do they have to put that to bed?
I think that's on late.
Probably 7 o'clock in some markets.
But if it's breaking, it'll be on the website.
Yeah.
Maz, what was she talking about today? She was on the screen, wasn't she?
Yeah, I forgot what they were asking her about.
At the very end, yeah.
It wasn't my favorite TMZ show today. They didn't have a lot of stuff going on.
Charlie Neff, she's great.
She's a doll.
Yeah, she's.
And she loves big glasses. Oh, wait, bikini.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at that.
Well.
Currently enjoying my holiday weekend at home, not doing a damn thing. But here's an old photo of me.
Nice.
Oh, smoking hot.
Old photo. How old is Charlie? She's not very old, is she?
Pink.
No. Oh, my God. We should have, now I want to talk to her about her Instagram and all the creeps that probably
comments.
Hit on her.
Comments, Matt.
That's what Brandon's been reading.
Oh, you look so pretty in pink.
Oh, God. What creeps?
Oh, your hair is still dry, though. Get in there and get wet.
Oh! What? God.
Charlie,
look at this one. Damn. Show me those beautiful legs. Damn.
No.
She's a tiny thing, isn't she?
Oh, hey, Charlie. You're looking very cute on the September 12th episode.
Ew.
Gorgeous.
She's on one of those ladders that lowers you into some water.
Yeah.
But she's just
ladder.
Like cut off at the
it's
at the
great
thighs.
Picture,
it's a good picture. Yeah, she's got a pink bikini on.
Good Lord.
So now I'm looking at Anne-Marie LaFlamme's because, you know, you just have to.
She's of course.
Got a picture. She was honored by her alma mater, Central Michigan.
Oh, fire up, Chips.
Top 10 alumni within 10 years. Wait, was AB there? Oh, no, he's not an alumni.
Fight Central down the field. Fight for victory. Fight, fellas, never yield. We're with you, Anne-Marie. Onward with banners bold. To thy colors we'll be true. Fight for maroon and gold. Down the field for CMU.
Okay.
I give Anne-Marie credit because she responds to everybody. Like this one guy in this post. She looks very beautiful. Just writes, congrats, boo. You're the best. And she wrote, thank you.
And that guy got so excited.
I love watching you.
She wrote, thank you.
I'm watching you every day.
Thank you.
She's trying to look very official on, you know, trying to look very credible on TV, but she's got some really nice pictures.
Anne-Marie or Charlie?
Charlie.
They both do, yeah. Well, they're both very beautiful.
Oh, where I am, Marie now. No, Charlie's pictures are great. They both have great pictures.
Hmm. She's got a good career going.
I'm not sure who gets the creepier comments. That might be close. That's Charlie, isn't it?
Hey, nice buns.
Oh, get out of here,
nice
dude.
Nice buns.
Buns. You and your buns bolt.
Check. Watch out for sharks out there. They're looking for a tasty snack.
Goddamn creep.
They are creepers, man.
If you focus on this picture long enough, you'll notice there's water in the background.
A good one.
Oh, so sexy. I love your butt.
She's going to have sex with you because of your witty comments.
I'm sure Charlie's really impressed.
Love the butt, baby, and the legs, too.
What? How many followers does she have?
I assume a ton. Yeah. She should. Let's see. She has 19.4 thousand followers.
She should be on Cameo.
I think
Charlie Neff.
Did you guys see? I was just looking for her breaking news on TMZ. Did you see the story about Mark Rippon?
No, what happened?
Yeah.
Brandon, look, we probably want to see the video, Mark Rippon arrest video.
Yeah, his girl, right? His wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, okay, Rippon and his wife got in an argument in their car on a busy street in Spokane, Washington.
Ooh, what do you think that argument was over?
56-year-old. I don't think
radio?
He says Danielle Rippon struck him in the head with a cell phone and poured water on him while he was driving. He also claimed she covered his eyes while they were on the road, and when he got scared, he hit her. In video previously obtained by TMZ Sports, you can see Danielle spill out of the car onto the ground and collapse onto a grassy area of a bank parking lot.
Here's that video. She's crawling on the sidewalk and collapses into the grass.
Oh.
She does not look good.
Who's filming this?
I don't see her falling out of the car.
It's somebody in traffic.
Do they know it's Mark Rippon?
Probably not.
So they're just filming somebody.
What am I hearing?
Who's having trouble.
Okay, and then there's the arrest video.
No.
The call came out that a guy in a black Mazda hit her, and now she's crying.
Okay, that's me.
Yeah? Hit her with the car?
Yes, I was with the car. Yes.
Okay, so when they say you hit her, maybe it was a collision?
Yes.
Why?
Because she was covering my face up when I was driving, and I was scared, and I
were scared?
She's a friend of yours or something?
She's my wife, yes.
Okay.
Ooh. We're having an argument in the car.
Are you two-time Super Bowl champion, right, Mark Rippon?
Tell him.
She had the wind knocked out of her when I kind of threw her hand off me. And
is that her choking?
She was covering my face up and I was scared we were going to get grabbed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Sure.
He's not even comforting her, even though he did it?
Nope.
I did not
hit
her.
Do you have an idea I can look at?
It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Are you okay? Do you need medics?
Hi.
Okay, all right.
One of the things that kind of precipitated it is right before she started calling me, she grabbed a water bottle and poured it all over me. Well, the back of his shirt soaked.
That's the cop.
Seat. And so he did get water poured on him.
She's initially told me that he's sick, that he's been hitting the head too much, that he's seeing psychiatrists, they're working on his meds.
Well, there's obviously a lot of stuff, and he's...
Oh, Jesus.
What a mess.
Oh, man.
Did you know his daughter played in the Lingerie Football League?
I did not know that.
Angelo Rippon.
Haven't the Redskins suffered any more indignities, Drew? How many more indignities can the Redskins suffer?
What did you say, Drew, about Angelo Rippon?
Is she on Instagram?
No, but I mean, you can Google search.
She played lingerie football. She's just thought she might have an account.
Yeah, no, she's...
She's cute. I don't know what kind of arms she's got.
Oh, by the way, one of the complaints about the... Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
One of the complaints about Greta Thunberg...
Oh, no.
...was that I said, why doesn't she just get a phone and get an Instagram account?
What's again, a joke?
I was kidding. I was just saying, why doesn't she... Can't we get her to be more like a 16-year-old? And, you know, honestly, Aaron Carter, I feel the same way. I mean, his life sounds like...
He's a mess.
It's nonstop hell. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad that these people can't leave each other alone. And he seems to feel he has to confront everything.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, Travis on The Doctors. I'm quoting Travis on The Doctors.
You mean from The Bachelor? Travis from The Bachelor?
Yes, on The Doctors. Travis said... It seemed like there was a lot of anger in these posts, and I couldn't agree with him more. It just this guy seems so upset, and I don't. It's really sad. I mean,
I don't understand that because I don't really want to be around anger. I ain't nobody got time for that.
That whole show was just madness, man. I'm like, oh, this guy. I feel bad for him.
Maybe that's what Rick and Aaron bonded over because
Rick has a lot of anger too.
Anything go.
No, although Rick seems in a better place.
Slowly but surely.
Well, he's just happy that the call went through.
Yeah, I know. He's on cloud nine.
He's mostly happy about that.
I think he might. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think he might give him the phone.
Oh my
Sounds God, like
this
it.
Is, this could be
at a reduced rate.
Absolutely hilarious.
I hope he at least gets a concert shirt out of it.
I can't wait to see some good posts.
I had a long talk with Rick this morning, and I said, wouldn't you rather just Aaron has it instead of... I mean, I don't know what Nick's would do with it, but, you know, he already has that or temporary restraining order. And Radar Online seemed to want it, but that's not going to do anybody any good. Just,
well,
like, I don't know. Not my phone. Not my circus. Not my clowns.
All I know is if I see Rick on TMZ, I'm going to be so fired up.
Oh, my God. That'll be the best.
Whose phone is that, God damn it?
Especially if he depants Harvey.
Before you know it, he'll be dating Charlie.
No, that's not
good. I don't see that happening.
Come on. Come on, Tom.
I don't know.
Let's be realistic.
She was on the phone with him.
She's so out of his league.
Rick's
she was,
gotta
she go. Was on the phone with you.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Hey, did anybody see Dateline from, it might have been Saturday, the 19-year-old that was murdered in 1989 in the state of Washington in Bellingham?
I did.
Brandon and I both.
And I have several serious issues, Shallow Thoughts.
Spent a lot of time breaking this.
Okay, it is True Crime Wednesday, officially. It can be True Crime any day, any time. What were your serious issues, Shallow Thoughts?
Okay, so...
Well, one's a very serious issue, serious thought, Brandon.
So the quickest summation, and I know you're going to get more in depth of it, is a 19-year-old girl comes home from college. She goes missing. She goes missing during her jog. She has this jogging route. It's just on one road. It's to the end of the road and back, pretty
much. It's a 5-mile run, by the way. This girl is a super athlete.
It's a
very cute.
Okay, it's a 5-mile run and everything, but it's the same route every time.
Yep.
Now, I have two serious issue Shallow Thoughts. One of them is, because this crime did not get solved for 30 years, and it turns out, and I don't want to just spoil it right away, but it turns out it's somebody very, very close to the running route. And I was wondering, hey, if there's only 12 houses on the running route, how the hell do you not talk to the 12 houses that are on the running route? That was my serious issue.
Yep, that's a serious issue series.
Yeah, though. Didn't they say, though, that Tim Bass...
He took off.
They had talked about him,
yeah,
but they'd never really... Nothing had ever come of it, and he got married real quickly.
Very quickly.
And they,
that
and
girl,
he left, yeah.
And left town.
Treated
which
her like shit.
Was kind of interesting. I thought that he just bolts shortly after this. So, you know, it was just a terribly sad story. The mother had lost a son in Alaska a few years before that.
Brandon did a deep dive. Didn't she lose someone else, too?
So during the Dateline, they did focus on the son that she lost when the victim, the 19-year-old victim girl who went missing, when she was in seventh grade, her older brother was hunting. He had permission to hunt on this plot of land that butted up to, I believe it was...
Military base.
Yeah, it was a military base of some sort. I don't know which branch. And they don't know who did it, but somebody on that military site lit him up. They shot him like 27 times in the head and in the chest.
What?
He was just peppered.
And How old was the kid?
He was only 19, I believe, and he had had permission to hunt on that land. Well, she couldn't get anything out of it, this mother, this poor mother. They never found out who did the shooting. That was just a mystery. So she ends up moving to this town in Washington that she falls in love with. And
it's really small. I mean, beautiful small town, I thought.
Yeah, very rural. And unfortunately, the year prior to this girl going missing, her stepson actually died in a boating accident in Alaska. Wow. They didn't even talk about that one on Dateline.
Jesus.
And so she did go through some hardships prior to losing her daughter.
Drew, I could not stop laughing, though, at this murderer who finally gets caught because DNA becomes available. And they had DNA from under her fingernails, I think.
No, semen.
Or semen.
Yeah, her jogging pants.
That's right. Gross. Brandon.
I'm sorry.
but they needed his DNA. And I could not stop laughing because this guy was so careful about never leaving trash anywhere.
Yeah, he took the trash out of his work van every day at home.
He wore gloves on every delivery, which no other delivery person did. He didn't let his uniform get washed by the company. They washed everybody else's uniform. He took it home. It's like, this guy was so careful until one day he's at work and takes a cup of water and goes, and just throws in the trash.
Because the police decided that they needed to just, you know what, screw it. Everybody who lived in the area, let's get some DNA and just try to figure this thing out.
DNA sweep.
And so they found this dude who used to live right on the running route, who they just completely must have overlooked the first time 30 years prior. And
he thought he was gone.
They
scot-free.
Go to his house, and everybody in this community, it's so small that this murder, this disappearance, was huge news. People still talk about it to this day.
This part.
So they go to his house and they go, hey, we're just going door to door. We just want to try to get some DNA swabs to try to see what we can do about this 30-year-old case. Do you remember the case of the missing girl that lived on your street? And he looked up to the ceiling and goes, oh, yeah.
Didn't he say at first he didn't remember? And then he's like, oh, yeah, I remember something crazy happened.
Which was a big red flag.
No, they knew it was him. They knew it was him. And then, of course, he's like, DNA? No, people get screwed by DNA. It's like, who gets screwed by DNA? How many people? What, one person?
OJ almost
people? Did. Oh, yeah. And how many people has DNA nailed?
Oh,
and by
ludicrous.
The way, if you got screwed by DNA, because I thought about that, it's like, yeah, what if his, you know, somehow his DNA is improperly, it matches and it's not him. It's like, no, he can resubmit his DNA to prove that it's not the same as the DNA. Have another lab. I mean, there's a million ways you could get out of it if there was a mistake with the DNA.
So this criminal mastermind who feigned, not remembering this, murder.
Well, it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, and also watched true crime with his wife and said, he didn't get away with that because he's stupid.
Yep, exactly. Got rid of all his DNA except for that one cup. Then finally realizes he's busted as the cops are talking to him.
But hold on 1 second, because I just want to point out that the bakery company who he delivered for, they wouldn't help the cops. They're like, we don't want to get involved in that.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising.
I thought it was extremely surprising.
But here's the thing, though. The cops came in, and they said, we can't tell you why we're here, but we would like all of your routes, and we would like to, grab some things like cups and some cigarette butts. So the cops didn't know this was about any kind of a murder. The bakery did not know that this was about a murder. They had no idea why the cops are coming in.
The girl that worked there knew.
Well, no, she didn't. What she did was she ended up going out to the bar, and she's hanging out with other coworkers, and they're talking about how creepy this dude is.
Well, a lot of people knew he was creepy, though. If they came to me and said, we want to get some DNA from somebody here, I would have to believe there's something pretty huge going on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not going
to
be jaywalking.
To that girl's credit, though, she's
I'd give him your DNA, Brandon. I'd get that cup when you threw it out.
You turn him in?
If you did it, you did it. If you murdered somebody, you did it.
And so they're in the bar,
great,
and they're talking about they're talking about this weirdo that they work with. And then one of her coworkers goes, hey, by the way, did you know that he grew up right next door to that that girl that went missing? And that's when the light went on, and she goes, oh, crap. The reason why the cops are there is because they want this guy's DNA. And so she decided to do it on her own.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
So he's caught. He's being interrogated. And so what excuse does he come up with? But, we were banging. We were having sex because he knew that they had his semen.
He was there. He killed her.
Even though we were dating, we were getting it on. And so much so that
we were just quietly banging her.
But this was my final, laugh out loud moment with this turd. Is that he tries to have his brother say, hey, say you were banging her too. She's just this whore. And the brother decides to testify against him.
I know.
My
other his wife, though, who originally, when they arrest him, they call her and she goes, oh, yeah, the day she was killed, I was driving over his house and I spent the afternoon with him. Sam's alibi.
Yeah, he abused her,
and she was scared of him, and she was scared of losing everything. And then when she realized that he killed that girl, she said, fuck him. I need to be on my own. He's not doing me any good in there.
My main serious issue, shallow thought, when she went missing, she was only missing for 2 days, and then they found her body in a lake, in a river, excuse me. The best friend had a song. That she had written and recorded, and they had some old VHS of her singing that song, and it was very...
It's terrible.
It was a bad song. But she kept talking about it in the present day. She's like, I wrote this song, and then they showed the clip of it, and it's very friend of mine.
She was like a contestant on American Idol that doesn't know she sings bad.
Oh
boy.
And then everyone had to pretend it was good.
I remember the song. Can you play it?
I'm looking for it, yeah.
Yeah, because that's early. And then
I might like it.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure you'll love it.
That's the only reason I want to play it.
We won't pass judgment.
But there's a good chance you won't.
Even later in the dateline, after they've, hey, surprise, this is what happened. This is the end result.
Oh, I might have erased 2020, Mark.
She brings it back up.
Oh, there it is.
Brings that song back up.
Oh, no, it was 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it 2020?
It's right here. Yeah. Because it was a 2-hour 2020, which I immediately start watching. I don't have 2 hours for this. And the next thing you know, I'm 15 minutes in, I'm hooked.
Look for her singing. She's in a blue dress.
It's in the first hour, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Sounds like it might be up my alley.
Shut up. I'm
excited. This girl was really pretty, too. And she was
this is a serious issue, shallow thought. This is not casting any aspersions on this girl who was an incredible athlete. She was really pretty. She had a boyfriend she was crazy about who seemed like a really good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is incredibly sad.
What's the dude look like?
You don't see him for a while, but he was an outcast. Dude. In fact, when they finally pinpointed him, and all the people that they had on here, her brothers and her sister and her friends, they were all like, "That guy was a loser. He was a loner."
Not the boyfriend.
No, the boyfriend was he's a normal guy.
Yeah, well, the murderer, his brother hung out with her. He wasn't really in their group.
Yeah,
which is why.
He was a zero. And when he said he was banging her,
I know
it was like you were not. No way.
Couldn't even get close to her.
Out of her league.
Oh boy, I thought I saw it.
It's gonna be a bit. They haven't even found the body yet, so you want to fast forward.
Don't tell me how to control a remote.
But I'll tell you, man, that mom is one tough chick.
Ugh.
When she had to testify in court, she's old and frail by this point. And, the judge says, hey, just so you know, when the jury walks in, everybody stands up and you can go ahead and remain seated. She goes, if everybody else is standing up, I'm standing up too.
If everybody else is standing up, I'm going to stand up. I can stand up.
I forgot about the Green River. Oh, yeah, another serious issue, Shell thought. The DNA.
The Green River Killer jackets?
Yeah.
Didn't that make it pretty obvious they were working on the Green River case?
Yeah. I was going to say the lady that tested the DNA for the state's kind of hot. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. Oh, the stenographer was hot, too, in court. Wasn't that the stenographer?
Hot people in Washington.
How many people were there?
And today the funeral. We come together to share the deep sorrow that has gripped our hearts.
I think it was like standing room only.
Can't believe I missed this song.
A classmate of mine, Pete Stewart, and I wrote Mandy's song for her memorial. The words that we wrote were true then, and they're still true now.
Can't believe he was taken away.
Can't believe evil's great taken harmony. Innocence away. Evil did take Mandy's innocence away.
I like
but
the song
I also
so far.
Feel like it took away.
That's all you're going to hear.
What?
Even the producers of 2020 knew it was too bad to play more.
Oh, man.
The harmony was terrible.
I'm
going to
see
song.
If there's a better full version killer. Online.
Show me the killer.
Well, hang on.
Oh, this guy's such a zero.
It sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
It's called Mandy's Song.
The words that we wrote were true then, and they're still true now.
Can't believe he was taken innocence away.
Hey, you know what the problem is with that song? It's the guy. That's the guy's harmonies.
I thought they were the Carpenters for crying
out
loud.
Well, maybe we can separate her vocal.
Here.
Were true then and they're still true now.
Can't believe he was taken innocence away.
Can't believe evil's taken
innocence
away.
Yeah, see if we can get the track separated.
She could have been something without him.
She even brings this song up, at the very end, too. She's like, just remember, my song had everything in it. And it's like, okay.
Boy, get over your song.
I know, she loves it. She would have been huge if it wasn't for that dude.
She'd be a great self-promoter. Is this Mandy's song? Oh, it's Columbine. Did she write this too? No way! Great harmonies on this.
Wait a sec. I think I found the full version of Mandy's song.
Oh, really? Okay.
Is it online?
Hopefully that dude isn't on it.
It's an old song. Quality might not be the best.
Well, this is the recorded. It's going to be perfect.
I see in my mind a picture of you.
This isn't the girl.
It's the guy that ruined it. Why wasn't he taking it? He should be taking
the
more credit.
The grace that you showed, the reflection so true. The warmth of your smile.
What if he recorded it without her?
Sounds like he's stealing credit to me.
And he released it without her knowledge.
Gave us the faith to carry on.
Come on, Pete Stewart. Give us some credit.
A leader to all, you are everyone.
Oh, it's duet. Okay. Well, that was nice.
What are you talking about? It's not over yet.
I didn't understand the words there.
You at least got to get to the hook.
I think the sound quality is not acceptable.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Maz's Dreamweaver in huge. He's drawing four of the clovers. Okay, that's Mandy's song.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Maz, why are we drawing a clover?
I don't know. I was just drawing the deck of cards, like the suits.
Oh, I see.
That's all.
Well, that's interesting. How'd you get down that path?
I don't know.
I think Tom really
hates... Did
something
about Mandy
Static?
I think
you really hate this show. You don't listen to it. When you're here, you're spacing out. I think you just don't like it.
Is there today in soft rock?
And he's not even arguing about it.
I said that's not true.
Is there today in soft rock?
Yes, there is.
Okay, let's do today in soft rock.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today
in soft rock.
I seriously didn't know I still had that playing. Sorry.
That fitted beautifully.
I really didn't know I
said that beautifully. Fit soft rock. It should be a Dayton 1989.
I love that.
For today's soft rock.
Yeah. That's what I meant to hit.
All right, let's start it off in 1969. Thank you. A Northern Illinois University newspaper ran a story, Drew. This is a story that you know.
About Paul McCartney being dead?
Yep. It went worldwide, thanks to a little help from Detroit promoter Russell Gibb. Claimed that Paul McCartney had been killed in a car crash in 66 and replaced with a lookalike. A reporter visiting McCartney at Macca's farm asked for a comment, to which he replied, "Do I look dead? I'm fit as a fiddle." The reporter responded with, "But you smell like a zombie." Then John Lennon popped his head off of behind the couch cushion and said, "That was me."
I'm just saying.
That's adorable.
Isn't that cute? And it fit in good because Paul McCartney was interviewed last night by, what's his name?
Colbert.
Exactly.
I love all the missing information.
That's my favorite movie. What's it called?
It was interviewed by what's his name?
All right, let's go to 1973, shall we?
Sure.
Well, Matt does all the writing.
Thanks, Matt.
And Tom just reads it, what happened this week.
Don and Taylor finished this thing off last night, late.
In 73, we did. It did get redone early this morning, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a couple of rewrites.
You did it back to Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
In 73, singer-songwriter Jim Croce was killed along with five others when his aircraft hit a tree on a takeoff in Louisiana.
Aww. Oh, man.
I thought it was actually up in the air. I didn't realize he actually hit
I didn't
a tree.
Know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. And anymore. I read a book about him.
It's a bummer.
The plane manufacturer claimed the accident, of course, to be operator error. But the FAA insists that's not the way it feels.
That's a good one.
Good one, Matt. Let's move to 1975. Jackie Wilson. This is another thing I didn't know. Jackie Wilson had a heart attack while performing in New Jersey. He was in the middle of singing one of his biggest hits, Lonely Teardrops. He was only two words into the line, "My heart is crying," when he collapsed to the stage, striking his head heavily. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was in, I think he was in a coma for 5 years or something.
Well, he immediately babbled out the beginning of Blue Moon before he went unconscious.
Hey, is that it?
That's it.
I'm just saying.
That's it. Song. Poor Jackie. Yeah.
Holds up well.
In 1976, the Captain and Tennille musical variety show premiered this
week.
Cool. Love that.
Fun fact, the Captain took an impromptu flight across the country to complain to the head of ABC that he wasn't allowed to dance on the show.
What?
The executive snapped back, "Dance? Buddy, you're not even allowed to answer the phone."
Ho!
I'm just saying.
Take off that Captain's hat and you're fired.
Poor Daryl Dragon. All right, 1980, Bob Marley. Here's another dead.
Did you call him Donald Dragon? Isn't
Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon, of course.
I thought I said Daryl. I believe it.
In 1980, Bob Marley collapsed while jogging in New York City.
Oh, this is a park.
It's a day for collapsing.
After a hospital test, the doctor gave him the bad news. A defeated Marley asked, "How long do I got?" The doctor said, "About 9 inches, but can we stop talking about your dick? I just told you have cancer."
I'm just saying.
I just have a little fact here. 1982, Prince released 1999, by the way.
Thank you.
As a little sidebar.
Prince?
I added that in. I wanted to let you know.
So you wrote that part? I wrote you added that to the writing? So Matt doesn't always do all the writing.
He doesn't do all the writing. But he does 99.9% of it.
Why do you have to go to Taylor then? I'm not sure why you have to be in the meeting.
Well, it's just, you know, we got to.
Because he doesn't, Drew.
Okay, so there is collaboration.
There is.
Okay.
You know, I tell him, hey, I don't know if that's going to work or stuff
I see.
Like that.
Yeah, it's collaborative.
Interesting.
Exactly. In 1986, Huey Lewis and the News started a 3-week run at number one with Stuck With You. To celebrate, Huey Lewis started a 3-hour run, but he didn't get very far because he kept kicking his dick around his calves.
Hey!
You like Huey Lewis on the News?
He was pretty hungry.
He had a big wiener, yeah.
He was pretty hungry.
I'm just saying.
Sweet Connie Hampsey said. He was the biggest.
Yeah, remember you can buy that one bar would sell a Huey Lewis. It was two Bud Light cans on top of each other.
Yes.
And we're wrapping it up in 1992.
Get it, Tom?
No, I missed it. What'd you say? Oh,
never mind. Go ahead, Tom.
You have the biggest dick I've ever seen on a man.
1992 Radiohead song Creep was filmed as a music video, or as Mark would call it, whack material.
The song Creep. Music video. Okay. Okay, it could be.
Great song.
Well, there's one more. Want me to squeeze the last one in while
go ahead.
I'm at it?
Yeah.
All right. It's a shot at me.
And in 1995, PM Dawn's DJ JC Eternal was arrested on charges of sexual assault and child abuse for having an affair with his 14-year-old cousin.
What?
He was released on $10,000 bail and was picked up by his aunt mom.
Nice.
Sorry. And that's what happened this week at Soft Rock.
Brandon, you want to hit the outro and we can run the boner line after the outro?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that make as much sense as anything?
You got it.
Okay. What's featured on the boner line today? There's all financial hotline shutting down.
There's talks about farts, and I believe it starts with one of Righteous Rick's homeboys that we might have seen in a hype video.
Oh, is that so?
Rick doesn't know him, though, right?
I don't know. Allegedly.
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. If you told me that Righteous Rick would be worming his way this much into the show, I would have been very surprised. He's clearly earned it. His last Egg Timer appearance was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a hustler.
He behaved himself pretty well today.
I predict there are people who complain that there should have been an Egg Timer on Aaron Carter.
I don't know. It was fascinating, though.
I just feel so bad for him. You can't really talk to him. He's just, I mean, he reminded me for a minute there of Charlie Sheen in the Tiger Blood days.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. He just had that sort of, you know, it's coming out of me whether you elicit it or not.
Yeah. I don't know, but the fact that he'll talk is pretty impressive. He's got nothing to hide is what I, you know, what I mean.
I did notice he had some concert shirts. Would you like, you want an Aaron Carter concert t-shirt?
You have some?
Oh, no. Aaron Carter's got him on his stuff.
Oh, were you looking at his merchandise?
Yeah, I was looking at his merchandise.
Should ask him about that gig he's playing in. Was it Winnipeg?
Yeah, he's got some gigs coming up in October.
Remember that place we're going to call him?
Maz, are you going to get something for a quid pro quo for an Aaron Carter t-shirt?
Possibly.
Is that possible?
It's possible.
A lot of quid pro quos going around from the president on down, possibly.
Someone's, that's right. Someone's got to get him.
All right. Like us everywhere you can like us. Rate us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook, too. Our numbers are kind of sitting there now. Have a great day. We'll
see ya. I'm just saying.
Dweller H.
I am not Righteous Rick's boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the guy in the hype video for Detroit Lions, undefeated Detroit Lions. Yeah, 10 minutes down, we're going 15-0-1. Yeah, baby.
I love how you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
I think male circumcision is similar to female circumcision.
Wrong.
Therefore, I didn't have my kids circumcised.
You got those hippie wieners.
I certainly don't have the time to stand out on fucking Woodward and scream about it.
This penis party's got to go.
I live on Clarkson here by Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And Dot Ford. I'm single, of course, so I guess that means I'll just hire an escort because you said you want couples. I'll do it as long as maybe there's a possibility of everybody could be swinging together.
Hope you brought some condoms.
Yeah, I was calling about the rapper G-Mac Cash, the On Strike Popeye's Chicken rapper. I was looking up some of his other videos, and this guy's basically the Matt Farley of rap. Because his rap songs are just about random things like mosquitoes and potholes, and they're all only like 2 minutes long. So I don't know, maybe he and Matt Farley can do some collaborations together.
We going on strike for real till they get this shit right.
Yeah. Just wanted to thank you for the last 2 days. The only thing in my head has been, we going on strike. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, it's a lady.
It's Teddy Bruschi. Not Bruschi. It's Teddy Bruschi.
I don't listen to women yelling.
I was calling to try and defend Drew for mispronouncing words.
Dear God, here we go.
But then immediately after that, when you called Antonio Brown, Drew pronounced Shannon Sharpe's name as Shannon Sharpe. You're a hopeless case, Drew. I'm sorry.
You know something? You suck.
Fuck you and your politics talk. All it does is piss me off.
Oh, what? You gonna cry?
I would rather hear Brandon's farts than you guys talk about politics. Knock it off.
What do you want to do, huh?
Yeah, Brandon's farts are the foundation of the show. If you put a stop to them, you're probably gonna end up like a ML show. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, you fucking idiots. I'm just up painting a high window on a house, listening to the podcast. Neighbor shuts off the lawnmower right as Brandon unleashed like a 20-second fart. You can hear it reverberating six houses down. You dumbasses.
My farts are long. And they reek.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I'm calling in support of Brandon's farts. I love him. Anybody who doesn't can suck it.
Nobody's puking from my fart?
You may want to go get yourself a box of Fiber One bars because those things make you fart like crazy. Maybe time to dial it up from a 7 to a 10.
Dude, stop. Stop. Won't someone please stop the farting?
I am personally a fan of your farts.
Thank you.
Keep up with the farts. But if you can't laugh up at a fart, then you pretty much are that sad of a person.
Did you just fart, I love you?
Yeah.
It's Merry Christmas. Right, yeah, I got that. That just sounded like a fart.
Oh, God, you don't get it. I can tell.
Come on.